ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic with him.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5 The Fanatic. Hope you're having a great night. Hot on the heels of another successful episode of Devon Gibbons Radio. Taking you from 6 to 9 ahead of this program. Tyler Zulli sticking around for double duty. And the conversation continues to swirl and circle around Bryce Harper. The will they, won't they game. It's gotten to the point where the tension in the room could rival any kind of cop buddy comedy thing. Where it's like the will they, won't they. Are they going to get together? Is the tension there? And all of a sudden, you're seeing all of these others swoop in. The Dodgers, the Giants, people that you didn't even think had a chance at being involved in the conversation have kind of reared their ugly heads. Now, people have blamed both sides. I've pointed out that there's blame on both sides with both the Sixers and the Harper camp with Scott Boras. Apparently now there's also the wife component. There's the Philadelphia as a city component. There's all kinds of other things getting in here. To where people are so frustrated that we're lashing out in every direction. And I can't blame you. We've been jerked around with this Bryce Harper situation forever. We've seen this coming down the pike. We've known that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado were the two crown jewels of the free agency class. And it just so happened that the Phillies had more money than anybody else to spend on them. And so far, it's 0-for-1. I forgive everyone who has had the pressure and the tension mounting and the desperation setting in to have this offseason turn into something special, and you're running out of chances. Now, I've already pointed out in previous shows that I think the Phillies have already done a nice job with their offseason, but this has not been a stupid money offseason to date. This has not yet been the stupid money that we were promised. And I've talked about this before. I think calling your shots unbelievably stupid when you've got all of these things going ahead, whether it's star hunting or talking about spending stupid money or whatever it is, I've said it before, calling your shots is really, really dumb. It gets people amped up for a little while. I feel like sometimes people think that they're just going to be able to channel Jimmy Rollins and the Phillies are the team to beat and everything else. I think that too many people think that they're going to be able to challenge that and forget how ridiculous that statement was and how it propelled them ahead to that World Series era. It cheapens it when everybody thinks that they can do it. And yet that's been kind of the case now. But this has gone on so long with Bryce Harper that for the first time in, I think, the history of this, the Phillies are no longer the betting favorites to land Bryce Harper. With that being the case, and what you know about the situation, it's a simple question. How does this thing resolve? As far as you're concerned, what's going to happen? Do you think that the Phillies haven't offered enough, and eventually they'll blink and Harper will become a Philly? Do you think, as I do, by the way, that the Phillies may have put a competitive offer on the table and Scott Boras and Bryce Harper are just not interested in hearing it and wanting to wait until the last possible moment for every single possible offer to come in? Or does Bryce Harper not end up a Philly? Whether it's because of the city, because of the money, because of the way that the negotiations have gone, I don't know. I was very confident to start this offseason that at least one and maybe both of Manny Machado and Bryce Harper would be Philadelphia Phillies. Now I don't know. Now I'm totally 100% shaken on that idea. I want to know from you. I'm trying to take the temperature of the city and figure out where we are. I know you're agitated. I know you're frustrated. But what do you think is going to happen with this? Let's get out our crystal balls and figure out where we're going in this Bryce Harper saga. What's the next chapter? 610-632-0975. On Twitter, catch up with the show at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Tommy in South Philly to lead things off. What's happening, Tommy?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, thanks.
You know what? This thing has become such a saga. Like, it's like a soap opera.
Totally.
Like, every day you turn it on, that's all Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper. You know how I look at it? If the Phillies are going to throw an offer out there and he's going to accept it, bring him. If it's an acceptable offer. But this is going on too much. This guy's probably in the shower and he's like, I'm too sexy for this team. Like, yeah, he's getting such a big self-esteem. All these teams want him. Everybody's salivating over him. It's getting ridiculous. Sometimes, you know what? It's better, you know, you hope for something and you know, it's better not to, like, hope to get something. You know, you get them, and then that's it. You don't get them, guess what? There's another gem. There's another diamond in the rough. And everybody's looking at, it's like walking into a room and seeing a beautiful girl, and everybody's salivating over her, but behind her, there's that one girl that nobody sees, and that's the one. You know what I mean? It's the same idea, same analogy.
Sure.
Sometimes, well, you know what? It's better not to, like, you hope for something, but you're hoping too much, and it doesn't work out in your favor.
Well, Tommy, it's so interesting that you bring that up, man. And thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you holding. The problem that I have with that is I have no problem with that logic, but that logic wasn't happening at the start of the offseason. It sounds like, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or an intention behind you, it sounds like self-defense. It sounds like you're readying yourself for the consolation prize. You're readying yourself for failure and trying to protect yourself, which is fine. I mean, we all do it. It's a self-defense mechanism that kicks in. Say, oh, is it really that bad if you didn't land this thing anyway? Like, don't get me wrong. I've when I was a kid, I had those conversations with my mom all the time. Oh, maybe it's a good thing that you play JV. You'll get a lot more playing time than if you were on the varsity. Like, those conversations. You know what I mean? Where there might actually be some value. There might actually be good points in there, right? Say, okay, well, maybe if you don't have 330 million or 340 million tied up in Bryce Harper, then you can spend that money on pitching and you can spend that money on this and that and the other thing. And all of that may be true, but it doesn't change the fact that you've got the opportunity and you are thought of as the favorites to sign one or both of two 26-year-old free agents who, by the way, for the record, I'm going on the record right now as saying, people are like, oh, there's going to be more free agents like this. No, there will not. There won't. The way that things are going now, the way that teams are reading the tea leaves and everything else, there will not be 26-year-old free agents in their prime for the foreseeable future in Major League Baseball. Arenado was the first one to get locked up ahead of time. You're going to see teams overpay guys ahead of time in order to get ahead of the market and to avoid this whole thing. People are like, oh, there will always be someone else. I am saying this right here, right now to you on February 27, 2019. No, there will not. This is probably, at least conservatively, what, for the next 10 years, this is going to be the last time that something like this happens. You want to talk yourself into Mike Trout, the literal best player in baseball, hitting the free agent market? I'll see you there. Let me know when that happens. I don't think so. That's the problem with this thing. I don't have a problem if, as an organization, you're saying, you know what, we don't want to commit $300 million to anybody. Or Bryce Harper's not the right player for us, or whatever. But the logic that there will be an in-their-prime free agent that is as shaping in terms of your lineup and everything else as Harper is, this will not happen again. Teams and agents are not stupid. And Scott Boras isn't stupid either. He knows that Bryce Harper is likely the last 26-year-old in-your-prime free agent that's going to come up for the foreseeable future. You're damn right he's going to wring every last penny out of the deal. He's got all of the leverage. And that's where this whole thing centers. As this saga wears on, as another page gets written, it feels like so long ago that we were talking about this and people were saying, oh yeah, well, don't worry, that'll be wrapped up by the middle of the week at the absolute worst. That's assuming the fax machine breaks. That hasn't been the case. Where are you right now? What do you think this ends up being? And mentally, emotionally, where are you when it comes to this Bryce Harper saga? I know a lot of people are worn out. But when it comes down to it, it's still a situation that we have to be locked into, have to be paying attention to, just because of the potential ramifications for your team. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next. It's the Joe Torti Show on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This weekly Sixers on Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Sixers were looking to start hot after the All-Star break. Unfortunately, they were hit with some bad news with Joel Embiid. Embiid will be reevaluating later this week on his sore left knee, which kept him out through three games. Once Embiid returns, the Sixers can look to solidify home court advantage come playoff time.
This weekly Sixers on Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Hey, it's Jason Mertedis for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. An ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time, she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today, and don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6th Gen 32GB $417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Town and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening as we continue to dive into this Bryce Harper stuff. People are bailing already. The number of tweets that I've seen today that have been like, you know what? I don't even care. And this has taken so long that if Harper signs here, I'll boo him anyway. I've seen that more than once. And I know that Twitter is not always the best indicator of how people are feeling, but that means that somebody out there feels that way. And more than one somebody. But wow. I can't believe everything that is played out here. Especially considering the fact, I can't believe that it's not signed, sealed, and delivered already. I miss the good old days. Now, the Phillies weren't involved in the good old days. But the good old days when a big-time free agent hit the market and the Yankees were interested, so you knew the Yankees were signing him because they had the most money. Like, it was just like, you know, nice, neat, easy. Every once in a while, there'd be some mystery team that swept in. But silly me, thinking that the Phillies were going to put their Yankees caps on, borrow the other colored pinstripes for a little while, and just take care of this. It didn't happen. So I want to know where you guys are on this right now. 610-632-0975. Let's head right to the phones to get through some of these phone calls and hear from the people. Let's go to Austin in Coatesville to lead things off on the Fanatic. Hey, Austin.
Yo, Torty, what's going on, my man?
How you doing, brother?
Good as always, man. Love calling in. Hey, Philly fans are about to become some of the most legendary fans ever in sports history. Not that they aren't already, but I'll tell you why. So the Phillies, the fans are in a particular scenario where they might be in the best situation possible, whether they sign Bryce Harper or they don't. And the biggest reason why is John Middleton's own statement of spending stupid money. The pressure of the Philly fan base and Philly media that's going to come down on that general management staff and that ownership if they don't sign Bryce Harper is going to be so immense and terrible that I think the only option they're going to be left with is to make an absolutely landmark blockbuster trade and bring Trout here and remove free agency from the equation.
So you're saying that if they swing and miss, the outcry is going to be so loud that the only recourse for these guys is going to make a Trout trade happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the Phillies don't have the tools to make it happen. They could easily turn around and ship Odubel and a package of high-tier prospects and get Mike Trout. If the Angels know that if they can make that, you know, Godfather offer you can't refuse of Odubel and a couple of high-tier prospects, guys that should probably be in the majors but don't have the roster space for them as far as Philadelphia is considered, you know, getting rid of guys like Cousins, Williams, you know, some pitching arms. The Phillies have the tools in their farm system to make a deal like that
they
happen.
Do?
I think we all know that.
I don't. Which ones? Who would be the centerpieces of a deal like that? You're talking about a young guy who's the best guy in baseball.
Yeah, but if you're the Angels, you also understand that your cap space is very, you're not the cap space, but your ability to spend capital is very limited. You're not the Dodgers, so you don't have the revenue generation that the Dodgers have, even though you're in L.A. You know, the idea that Anaheim can keep Trout and pay him what he's probably going to be worth and field a reasonable roster is kind of laughable if you think about it, because they don't have the ability or the ownership to really carry a heavy cap penalty throughout the years and paying the luxury tax throughout the years that they would want to have Trout for.
Mm. Austin, it's a good point that you bring up. Thanks for the phone call about, you know, what their priorities are. A couple of things that I do disagree with you about, though. First and foremost, literally, I think the Phillies could give up their farm system and Odubel Herrera for Mike Trout, and the Angels likely that's still not a Godfather offer for them, an offer that they can't refuse. I mean, the other thing is, unless you've been like studying it, and I'm not saying that I've been locked into every single Angels moment, but isn't it clear from what they've done that they care more about having Mike Trout than having a serviceable roster? Like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but think about how hard it is to win the World Series. Think about how difficult it is and how many things have had to come together, and the beastly teams that have won the World Series. Think about those Cardinals teams. Think about the Phillies teams. Think about the Yankees teams. Think about the Cubs, the Astros. Think about those ridiculous teams that won the World Series. Angels aren't even close to that. Well, you still have 162 games. It's 162 television broadcasts. You have 81 events at your stadium that you've got to figure out what to do with. Are you going to pull a Marlins and let go of the only thing, if you're not going to be a World Series contender, the only thing that would keep people interested? No way. I don't think that this is going to happen. I don't think that Anaheim, LAA, I don't think that they let Harper go, or let Trout go, rather, any way, shape, or form. Trade, free agency, whatever. I think that he's likely going to be an Angel for life. Because they can. The other thing is, don't you think that they're learning? Don't you think that they're seeing the way that this free agency is playing out? They're not going to mess around. They're not going to insult anybody else. They're not going to make an offer to Mike Trout to just be like, hey, would you take a hometown discount for us? That's not going to happen. Look, I would love to see it. I just don't think it's likely or plausible.
that Mike Trout ends up being anywhere other than the Angels. Now, sorry, Tyler, my text is cutting off here, so I can't see everything that you're putting on the board. So what's this note that you've made about the 2012 Angels?
So the 2012 Angels was the year that they signed Albert Pujols, and he was making a very, very respectable $12 million that season. But my point was, they had seven players that made $10 million or more, including $21 million wrapped up in Vernon Wells. They will spend money.
Yeah.
The ownership has proven it. So that notion that they won't go over the luxury tax, that's false.
Especially for that guy. You know what I mean? For that guy.
The best player in baseball? Yeah, probably.
That's what it is. To lock him up for... you could lock up Mike Trout until he's 38 years old. They're like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that. What's it going to cost us? $500 million? Or whatever. Would you take $450, please? No? $475? No? $500? All right. Like, I don't know if it ever gets that high. But I think that there's very little that they wouldn't do to maintain control of Mike Trout as long as they can. Let's go to Chad in Downingtown next on The Fanatic. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome. Thanks.
So I just want to check some boxes for some people that, you know, think Harper isn't the real deal or, okay, you know, the right fit here in Philly. So first and foremost would be left-handed power hitter. We just don't have that and haven't had that for quite some time.
True.
Next would be someone that can legitimately protect Reese in the four hole. I mean, JT is a good hitter. Gene can hit. Cesar can hit for average, but no one's really going to truly protect him other than a player like Harper. And then my third big box that we just really don't have anybody in the outfield that can do is throw people out. Like someone with a big arm that can really get behind the ball and make some plays out there and
right,
throw people out that are trying to get extra bases, because I mean, you don't think about it until you're someone that's played baseball or seen the game for a long time, but those extra bases count up quick. And if someone's scoring on a routine ball through the middle or to the right side, if he's in right, every single time from second base, that's a problem.
You start to notice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't understand that argument of he's not the right fit, because he checks pretty much every single box of something we need from an outfielder.
Well, so what do you think, though, about the people who have said that from a personality standpoint, it doesn't seem like he is a good fit with the city because he hasn't been overjoyed and overexcited about signing with Philadelphia?
Yeah, see, I think that's more of his agent. His personality is incredible. Have you seen that guy play? Or just go back and look at in the Home Run Derby with his dad. Like, that guy was extremely joyous of what was going on, and he really backed that fan base in Washington, which is what, an hour and a half, 2 hours away from us. So,
right,
like, playing in this market isn't really a problem, I don't think, to him. I think it's more of that's being brought to the table to try and get us to spend more money on him, which is fine. But I just don't see that as he's not going to fit with the personality of the city.
All right, Chad, thanks for the phone call. And that's an interesting point that you bring up, too, because, you know, it's not like he's completely outside the spectrum of, like, understanding what Philadelphia fans are like. Playing with the Nationals, playing here at Citizens Bank Park, I mean, he's gotten a pretty good representation of what that's been. So I get that completely. By the way, I heard somebody else talking about on Devon's show, talking about how any of us would take all of that money to go and play in California. I was like, is that great? I know the weather's really good in California, but he lives in Las Vegas, like West Coast area, in the off season where you want to be there anyway, like in the winter. I mean, am I stoked to pay, like, you know, 13.3% state tax on whatever my contract is? Like, that's not thrilling to me if I'm Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's a 26-year-old guy, probably learning about taxes and everything else, you know?
I'll wake up on the beach every day. I'm good with it.
Oh, you're fine with it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. A tax number doesn't do a whole lot for me when at the end of the day, I still bring home $27 million. I'm cool.
Is it, though, if that's like that's kind of what I'm digging at here, is, oh, yeah, the Phillies better come with the best offer. Well, I mean, if you're talking about differences in income taxes and things like that, Is it really about the money, or is it about Philadelphia? That's what I'm trying to get to the center of here.
Monetarily speaking, if you want to live in California, that probably is true, that the Dodgers and Giants need to make a bigger offer.
Right.
Strictly monetarily. So that is your bigger concern that, like you said, it may be something more than the money.
So the Pennsylvania tax brackets, flat 3.7%. It's 10% higher in California.
That comes out to $3 million if he's getting the 30 a year like we think.
In state taxes. Forget federal and everything else. Just state. That's what I'm saying, friends. Look, I don't know if that's going to be the determining factor or not. But holy smokes. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Hypothetical situation, assuming the Phillies get Harper. This is from Kevin O'Brien on Twitter. Do you think the Angels go for a Harper plus prospects for Trout? I think if they wanted Harper, they'd sign him. Like, if they wanted him, they'd be in the mix. Now, that's you're probably getting closer than anything that you have on the roster right now, which, by the way, I don't think that you have the assets right now to make a Mike Trout trade. But you're closer with Bryce Harper. I still don't know if you're there because the Angels haven't been in this conversation.
So how many prospects, just hypothetically, if you put Bryce Harper in that mix, how many prospects equal Bryce Harper plus X equals Mike Trout? At least two of your top three.
Right, that's what I was. At least two of your top three, and they're going to need bodies. They're going to need lottery tickets.
Sure. Man.
So you're talking about five?
So Adam Haseley has to be in it.
Right.
Unquestionably.
You already traded Sixto.
You've
Sanchez.
Traded Sixto. You know what you've seen from guys like Ranger Suarez and Daniel De Los Santos, and obviously they've only pitched a little bit in the right. majors, but they're not blue chip pieces. So next thoughts, probably a guy like Archimedes Gamboa.
Once again, small sample
small
size.
Small sample size. You would need to throw a ton in that mix.
You're talking about five or six
It's
dudes.
A crazy thought process.
Yeah, you just can't do it. And if you're the Angels, you still have that conversation of, yeah, I could have all that stuff. Or I could have Mike Trout and just go out and sign Bryce Harper if I wanted to, or at least be in that conversation. I don't know, man. It's hard for me to see it. Couple of open phone lines, 610-632-0975. We had to Brigantine. Joe's on the Fanatic. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Joe. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Hey, I love to see a trade, but I don't think we have enough assets for that. So I think we got to toss that away. I think the Phillies made a mistake a while back strategically. If they wanted Harper versus Manny, they should have gone after him strong. So now I think Drew Rosenhaus wants 20,000. The agent, whatever his name,
Scott
is,
not Boras. Rosenhaus. Yeah,
yeah, he wants 20% more. So now we're up to 360. So it's more an ego thing. So I think now the agent's going to talk the player into saying, hey, look, why don't we sign for 4 years somewhere, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to go get you the Yankees, or maybe 3 years somewhere. I'll get you the Yankees if you want to be in New York. I'll get you that down the road. If they wanted the player, they should have gone after him hard and been the first player to sign. They didn't think $300 million was going to happen. They should have realized it is. They should have offered, you know, 340, 330, and locked them up. Now I don't think we have a shot at him. I think.
Well, would you be interested, Joe, in one of those? Would you be interested in one of those shorter deals that you talked about, 3 years or 4 years?
I would. I don't. But I think it's just a bargaining chip. I think at this point, the Phillies were soured the agent a little bit. So now he can't. He's not going to come back to the Phillies to do the short deal. He'll say, "Hey, he wanted to be in the West Coast. Let's sign a short deal and kind of save face." I think it's more about the agent wanting to control the situation and doesn't want to say he didn't. He lost.
Sure, I'm with you there, Joe. Thanks for the phone call. But what I'm talking about is creating a situation where nobody loses, right? Like I've said this for a long time. For whatever reason, Philadelphia is not a free agent destination in any sport. In any sport. People talk about, what about J.J. Redick? You know what the Sixers had to do to get J.J. Redick? What about Alshon Jeffrey? Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted Alshon Jeffrey before he came here to Philadelphia. It's not a free agent destination. And yet, what did J.J. Redick and Alshon Jeffrey have in common? You get here, you fall in love with the city, you fall in love with the fan base, and you stay. I don't care if nobody wants to be in Philadelphia. Once you get here, you like it. That's just the way that it's worked. Especially if you're good, especially if you compete and you're not a punk, the city falls in love with you. Tyler, who says no if you're the Phillies and you're looking at Bryce Harper and you're saying, you know what, it's clear that we're not communicating well on this. And maybe our goals are aligning differently. Let's have a different conversation here. Straight up, no options, no nothing like that. 3 years, $100 million. What do you think? Scott Boras comes back, says, I need more average annual value. You say, all right, 3 years, $115 million, and that's it. You in on that?
So you're willing to offer him about $37 a year?
Right.
For 3 years?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
100% in.
And that might do it, too. Because he might have eyes on somewhere else. He might have eyes on the Yankees. But if he gets here and is mashing in Citizens Bank Park for $37 million a year, he might say, hey, you know what? It's not so bad here. Like, this is pretty cool.
Well, and the thing is, too, is if you give him what we say 37 and 115 for 3 years, he can still, at 29, go get a 7-year deal or an 8-year deal after that.
Right. With the Phillies or someone else.
If it's here or somewhere else, it doesn't matter. He's still going to get his money. And especially if it is the Yankees or the Red Sox or something along those lines.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's not warming him up for somebody else. The Phillies think that they're good. They think that they're competing. 3 years of Bryce Harper is better than 0 years of Bryce Harper. There's no question about that. People are like, oh, the Phillies will take such a loss if they're not able to lock him up. First of all, I'm not sure that the Phillies want to go 10 years to begin with. That might already be a concession. But if they went shorter term, Harper's here, he might fall in love with the place. Something to consider. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Sean and Malvern next on The Fanatic. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Joe. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing, bud?
Doing great.
Great. Yeah, so about the whole Bryce Harper thing, I really think it's a shame on the Phillies because if they haven't offered the money to get this signed at this point, then I don't understand what the holdup is. I think it came out pretty clear that, like you said earlier, or someone said earlier, you know, that they were coming out guns blazing. They were going to make a big splash in free agency. They've made some nice moves via trades and whatnot, but they really haven't shelled out the big bucks that we've all been expecting them to do.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I'm saying, is this, you know, I don't think it's about him not wanting to play here or, you know, his wife not wanting to be here or, you know, him wanting to be on the West Coast. I mean, he's played in Washington for, you know, last few years or whatnot. I don't think he's got any problem with playing in Philly. I mean, the guy's a groomed athlete. He's a professional and he's not even going to be here during the winter time when it's horrible to be here in the first place. So I don't get what the holdup has been. And it's just become so frustrating. And, you know, as a Phillies, you know, goer, you know, goes to a lot of games, you know, it's just, I want to know what's going on. And in the end, I don't know if we're ever going to know what the truth was. You know what I mean? If he doesn't sign it.
That's the frustrating part. And Sean, by the way, the problem that I have with all of it is that people just want to exclusively blame the Phillies and not throw anything at Scott Boras or Bryce Harper. And that means that you're asking me to think that John Middleton is a moron, that like he's stupid and that he's not hearing what everybody's saying and not trying to actively go out and get a deal done. Like, I just don't believe that. I think that John Middleton envisioned a guy like Bryce Harper being a part of the team. And I refuse to believe that there's just this way to get it done and he's 20 million away and he's not going to go over that 20 million. That just doesn't jive with what we know.
And then that's the other frustrating part would then be, you know, did they slow play us just to, you know, bring in other teams and then, you know, just hang us out to dry. And then that really is on them. And that's where I have a real problem then.
It's easier, Sean. But thanks for the phone call, man. I think for a lot of people, it's easier to blame the Phillies. For a lot of people, they prefer to just be like, give the guy his money. Just get the deal done. Bryant Brothers tweets and says, I don't know why the Phillies brass don't just straight ask Harper's agent what he wants. If they don't like the proposal, they can keep it moving. I'm tired of playing chicken. We don't know that hasn't happened. how do we know that John Middleton's not talking to Scott Boras? And Middleton's like, listen, I'm done with this, okay? Just let me know what it takes. We'll sign it. We'll get it done. We'll have the press conference, and everything will be great. What do you need to make this happen? And Boras just looks at him and goes, more. And that's it. Like, he's like, what am I supposed to do?
Bryce Harper had a sleepover. You don't think that never came up?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're asking me to think that John Middleton is stupid or that he's, like, too stubborn to make this happen. You're trying to tell me now that the guy who talked about spending stupid money is going to be cheap at this point? I don't believe that. That doesn't add up. Look, I'm not trying to totally absolve the Phillies from this either, because I have no indication that the Phillies have made this mega offer, this ridiculous, you know, better than life offer, and Harper and Boras are just sitting back. But I'm just saying, it doesn't make any sense. If the Phillies are pretty much coming out and saying, hey, we want Bryce Harper, they're going to bicker over this? Bryce Harper's a great player for us to have for 10 years at $315 million, but $325 million is just preposterous. Like, there's no way. If it doesn't make sense to you and me, you think John Middleton made all that money by being stupid? Let's go to Rick in Westchester next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Rick?
What's up, Joe? I want to play devil's advocate with you, and then I got a reason why. I think the Giants, this whole thing with the Giants, is baloney.
Okay.
The only reason I say that is because why, if you're a 26-year-old kid that's trying to get another contract after 3 or 4 years, are you playing in that ballpark
right,
where one guy ever has hit more than 40 home runs?
Right.
It makes no sense. So I think that the Giants are there strictly that Boras got them in to raise the price. Now, where I do want to play devil's advocate with you is I think that John Middleton is not going to the, like, let's just pick the random number, the 350 or whatever it is, 345.
Okay.
There hasn't been one report from anyone that the Phillies have even, like you said before, like a minute ago, have even offered like a $300 million contract. I guess there was one that came out today or whatever. But like, other than that, I think he's going where the most money is. I think this the whole time. I really do. And I don't think that Middleton's stupid, but I do think that Klentak and McPhail are like, yo, dude, you can't do this. Yo, this is too much money.
That's possible. But it's still his money at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The thing that bothers me about this, Joe, is, and you're a good sportsman, name another left-handed power hitter in Major League Baseball. Go ahead. Because the top 8 players in baseball besides Bryce Harper bat right-handed. All right? So you're never going to get this perfect fit again. Not while Klentak's the GM and McPhail's the president. And all these guys. You're never going to get a guy. If he came to Citizens Bank Park for the next 3 seasons, he's averaging at the worst 40 homers a year. He's not doing that in L.A., and he's not doing that in San Francisco.
I think you're right about
that. Parks,
yeah,
they're
absolutely.
They're monster parks. So if he's putting up 40 or 45 or 50, because, by the way, the last left-handed power hitter we had, you know who that was.
Of course.
Right? Right. So if he's putting consistently 40 homers up every year and he's 29 in 3 years, he goes, dude, I just hit 45, 43, and 47. He's getting an 8-year, $320 million contract from, like what you said, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, whoever.
Right.
He's hitting 25 to 35 max home runs in San Francisco.
I mean, I'm with you. I get it, Rick. You're not arguing with me. I'm with you. I have run over a break, though, so I apologize. We'll have to continue this conversation when we return. So, Brian, sit tight. You're going to be up first, and then it can be you. 610-632-0975. This is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Gary Barbera said love it and lease it.
And you waited.
Gary Barbera went presidential.
And you waited.
Hello.
Well now, Barbera saying goodbye 5-star February with over
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,666.
Boom.
For the end of Ram Truck Month.
Your choice.
A do anything, go anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee.
A big bed bodacious Dodge Durango.
America's favorite Chrysler minivan.
And high, wide, and handsome Rams, and more Rams.
You pick it, baby, at Barbera.
From a crazy $16,666.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, and more Rams.
$16,666.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Hello.
$16,666.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weekly Sixers on Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Sixers were looking to start hot after the All-Star break. Unfortunately, they were hit with some bad news with Joel Embiid. Embiid will be reevaluated later this week on his sore left knee, which kept him out through three games. Once Embiid returns, the Sixers can look to solidify home court advantage come playoff time.
This weekly Sixers on Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5TheFanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Small bit of football news before we get back to the Bryce Harper discussion. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Eagles officially broke a kicker's career twice. Got rid of Cody Parkey. Goes to Chicago. Double doink. And now Matt Nagy confirms that Cody Parkey is out in Chicago. 1 year into it. Was it a three-year deal, four-year deal that Cody Parkey signed there? 1 year into it, he's out. So there you go. Remarkable. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Brian in the Northeast next. What's happening, Brian?
What's going on, Joe? Good show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I want Harper.
Okay.
In my mind, what's given me, if he doesn't come, some kind of satisfaction is that he won't be the most hated baseball player ever come through town. Like, comes to visit. Like, it'll make JD true. Like, people will be going there with car batteries, let alone double A's. Like, it'll actually be kind of fun to hate him that much.
Well, yeah, well, because people will already be warmed up to it. Like, they've spent the last 6 years.
Hate them, right?
Exactly.
Can you imagine if he spurns us, like, how much? It'll actually be kind of fun. He has to go in the National League, though.
Oh, of course.
I need to see him a couple. I would actually, like, I mean, if he comes from the Dodgers, it'll be like a blast down there.
I mean, we used to, like, even last year, the hate for the Dodgers for trading for Manny Machado, the Phillies' big trade target, like, it was so muted because it was like, whatever, we'll just get him in free agency. But now, if it's like the freaking Dodgers again, too, like, it'd just be nuts.
Oh, that would be great. Listen, I want him. I want to win a World Series. But if I don't, I do have that I can really hate him.
I'm glad that the hate's going to sustain you, Brian.
Do you think Gabe throws at him?
Oh, that's such a good question. Gabe doesn't strike me as the type, and thanks, Brian, to throw at anybody. Does he seem the type to throw? Unless you're thrown at, but like he doesn't seem the type to instigate anything.
Those kind of managers don't really get hired anymore. I mean, the only guy that's a new school hire that I could see doing it is a guy like Craig Counsell.
Right. Okay.
Because he's just so sick of getting thrown at from his own career. He still has some kind of grudge.
It's a little twitchy about it.
But even Ausmus, I don't think. Catchers won't do it because they understand the game. And the new school managers won't do it either.
Because, the new school managers are so analytics driven. It's like, are we going to give a guy a free pass?
Right. You're putting a guy on base for nothing.
Right. Exactly. And there's so much protection and body armor that these guys wear now. You're not even doing any damage. You're not even getting anything done.
You've got two spots to throw at, and one is pretty cover-upable because you can defend your ribs.
Right.
The only spot that really is going to hurt, I mean, other than the head, which is immediate ejection.
Right.
The only spot that's either going to hurt is the knee or the elbow, right on the bone.
Yep.
You know, because, you know, you cramp up, you lose the feeling in your hands. Other than that, like you said, they're wearing shin protectors, they're wearing guards. There's no reason to anymore.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If you can get the hands, I mean, that's probably the highest reward. But geez.
You start swinging at it like a sword when they start throwing at your hands.
That's what I'm saying. You're deflecting it like Luke Skywalker with the droid. I don't know, man. I just don't think that that's going to be the scenario. But I do fully embrace this. I'd gotten sick of the lack of villains in sports. So people are like, Kevin Durant's such a snake. I was like, I think that's great for the NBA because there have not been villains in sports in a long time. I think that villains make stories. I think that heroes tend to be boring. Villains make stories in movies, in books, in pro wrestling, in real sports. The villains are what make the stories go. If Bryce Harper spurns the Phillies and he's been stringing them along all this time to go to the Dodgers, I will revel in booing that man at Citizens Bank Park.
So it doesn't even have to be a national villain, just a local bad guy.
Absolutely.
So does Sidney Crosby fill that role?
Love it. That's the best. And I think that Flyers fans would tell you that I never understood it until I came around on this villains thing. I was like, the Flyers are pretty good. They've got some pretty good players. Fans like booing Sidney Crosby more than they like cheering for Claude Giroux. And I realize it's because villains are more fun. Like, throwing that hate somewhere is actually healthy, I think.
Well, and a lot of times, too, assuming they're not bad people, like right. off the field bad people, you would take a look at a guy like Sidney Crosby and go, man, I wish he was a Flyer.
Right, exactly.
I would love for him to be a Flyer. But because he's a Penguin and because he has spurned the team time and time again, you hate him.
Because he's averaging like a goal a game in his career against the Flyers. Yeah. I mean, I think so much of that is good. And now, I don't think that Bryce Harper's a bad guy off the field. You never forget this. Never. And you know what? Here's the thing. People are like, oh, Donovan McNabb's so thin-skinned because he remembered getting booed at the draft and he never got over it or whatever. I'm like, think of all of the things that an entire fan base has never gotten over. And not just here, like everywhere, but especially, you know, going through and thinking about some things here. I mean, you can just look at the Sixers. What do you think the reaction is going to be when you bring up Markel Fultz for the rest of time here in Philadelphia? The same thing with Andrew Bynum. Like, we just don't get over things. I love it. I think it's interesting, and it adds some fabric to the conversation. So the Bryce Harper thing, I really hope he signs. But if he doesn't, depending on the landing spot, there could be some real theater in this.
So you get to those villains, and you get this theater. Let me ask you this. Is T.O. the greatest villain in Philadelphia sports history?
100% Mount Rushmore selection. In Philadelphia sports history?
Because it's close.
It's real. T.O. has a unique resume amongst Philadelphia villains because he was here, contributed to a ridiculous run, became a beloved figure, and then, like, I think that less of a villain, he's more of like an anti-hero. You know what I mean? He's more like Deadpool. where it's like, yeah, you're probably not a good dude, but I really, really like all the stuff that you're doing. Like, I think that outside of the time that he was playing for the Cowboys, when he was with the Bengals and the Bills and everywhere else that T.O. went, I think that he had the support of Eagles fans. I think today he has the support of Eagles fans. But that's a great selection. In terms of NFL villains, he is way up there. Way up there. That's why the Patriots are interesting anytime that they're playing. People are like, oh, I'm so sick of the Patriots. I'm not. Tom Brady's Darth Vader. Like, who can take down Darth Vader? One such player is no longer going to be wearing the Philadelphia Eagles uniform. We'll get to that.
How's everyone doing?
Not great, Nick. Not great. We'll get to that in just a little bit. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Perfect example here from Terry, who's at BryantD_ on Twitter. Ben Simmons will become / already is a villain, and oddly, I like it. # here they come. 100%. Ben Simmons is already a villain for the rest of the league, and eventually, if he leaves Philadelphia, he'll become a villain here, and he'll be a villain league-wide.
And it's just this foregone conclusion that he's going to go play for the Lakers, that everybody's got in the back of their head, despite the fact that his contract's not up, and he said multiple times he's a Sixer, at least for the time being.
Well, I've said this before, and I'll continue to say this, and this is not insider reporting. This is one person's opinion. I think Joel Embiid is a Sixer for life. I think that there's little to no chance that Ben Simmons is a Sixer for life. I think that Simmons will take the next deal with the Sixers and get paid over that stretch of time, because it's very rare. Like, for Porzingis to not have his second deal with New York is so patently ridiculous. That tells you how messed up that situation was. Ben Simmons will take his second deal here with Philadelphia. And then, honestly, in the future, 4 or 5 years, 6 years in the future, I don't really care. I'd probably like to see him stay, but it's not as devastating if you're losing a 26, 27, 28-year-old Ben Simmons as if you're losing a 22, 23-year-old Ben Simmons. That'd be brutal.
And that's the thing, is people are going to look at it because, there's, like you said, there's so many guys that have had, you know, 6, 8, 10-year careers in Philly, then went on to somewhere else.
Right.
Or played somewhere else and then came here. You don't get lifetime Sixers, lifetime Eagles, lifetime whatever, all that often.
Right.
If you get one from every batch, you know, you're good, you're bad. It's cyclical. If you get one from every good batch, that's, you would consider yourself lucky.
I agree. And I think that's where things are. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. But that demands the question then about Bryce Harper. And this is where I have kind of resolved myself here, and I've kind of resigned myself to this situation where I think a lot of people hoped that 10 years, $300 million gets it done. He was just sick of being with the Nationals. And if you gave him the identical offer that Washington gave him, that he would take it in Philadelphia. It's quickly appearing that that's not the case. The problem with this situation with Bryce Harper is that nobody knows what it takes. And nobody knows what it wants. The number of callers that we've had and people who've tweeted in who have just said, you know, the Phillies are committing malpractice by not getting this deal done and not salting this away and not just doing whatever it takes. I just don't know how, if that's how negotiations go when it comes to this. Like, think of it this way, right? If you're interviewing for a job, which effectively is what Bryce Harper is doing through Scott Boras, you're effectively interviewing for a job. One of the literal poison, I shouldn't give away all the secrets. Whatever, I will. One of the poison pill questions, and if you've answered this before, I'm not saying that you're a sucker, but I'm saying that you should never, ever answer this question ever again, is what is your expected salary? You don't ever answer that question in a million years, ever, in an interview. If you're curious about what the proper answer is, on a small side note tangent, it's, well, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't know about the job yet. I don't know about the working experience. I don't know about the benefits package. I don't know about the vacation. I don't know about the people that I'll be working with. I don't know about all of my responsibilities, things like that. While compensation is important to me, there's a lot of things that go into this job, and I'd like to be more educated on all of those. Otherwise, I'd be speaking out of turn, and I'd like to know more about our relationship and how I might fit here. That's the answer to that question. if you're Bryce Harper and you're Scott Boras and the Phillies are like, yo, what does it take to get this done? My answer is, yo, you want me to work for you. That means you come up with what you think is a good one, and I'll tell you if I agree with it or not. But I don't need to help you. By the way, the reason that you don't ever answer that salary question is because, one, you don't want to price yourself out of the market, right? You want to, everybody who would potentially offer you a job, you want to think that you could work for them. That's how you get the most competitive offers. And you don't want to also give an answer that's too low so that all of a sudden they're saving money and they thought that they were going to be spending, in Bryce Harper's case, they thought they were going to be spending $360 million on him, and really they only have to spend $320 million on him. Should never answer that question. So this idea that I believe the Phillies have asked, I believe that John Middleton has asked, what is it going to take to get this done? Name a dollar figure. And I believe Scott Boras says, look, it doesn't work that way. You just keep going. You just keep going until this offer makes sense for us, and then we'll get back to you. Because in the meantime, we've got the Dodgers on the line. We've got the Giants on the line. We've got these other teams that are interested. Now, Tyler, I know that you would never in a million years dream of answering the compensation question.
Not once. Well, either that, you have one of two options. You have your answer, or you just have to say, you know, $1 billion. Just because you have to be so corny with it.
$1 billion.
Yeah, $1 billion.
It's probably really popular with the recruiters. It's probably a good one. In our text chain that we have surrounding the show, Chip Kelly is a really, really good Philadelphia sports villain because, one, he has Patriots ties because apparently he and Bill Belichick were like super tight. And two, he systematically, quickly, and almost irreparably, were it not for the genius of Howie Roseman in a lot of cases, destroyed the team. Destroyed a really, really good team. Literally ripped it to shreds. That's a really, really good answer. I like that one. Let's go to Lance in Arizona next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, Joe. I wanted to make an Eagles point after this.
Sure.
But I look at it this way. I don't hate Bryce Harper. Like, he has to do what he has to do for the next players that come along. I look at the Phillies, look at all their free agents that they have signed the last 2 years. Their evaluations are so bad. Carlos Santana was a 31-year-old first baseman where you had a first baseman, you move him to the outfield where he wasn't good, and you decided, oh, I'm going to give him 3 years, $60 million on the decline. You did the same thing with Jake Arrieta, but yet you wouldn't have gone up to pay $30 million for six prime years of Machado at $30 million, but you were willing to pay a pitcher who was down on his velocity, is a power pitcher, but you were willing to pay him $25 million for 3 years each year.
Well, I mean, so the problem that I have, Lance, is like with Machado in particular, the one thing that gives me pause is that McPhail and Klentak are so familiar with that player. And the fact that they weren't willing to go up for him, that gives me pause. It's like, what do they know that the rest of us don't know?
I'm not going to say that that's not true, but what I'm going to say is maybe their evaluations aren't very good.
Okay.
Based off their track record.
Right, with other players. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Jake Arrieta should not be making $25 million at 33 years old when his fastball velocity was on the decline, and everyone knew that, and that's why he didn't really have a market.
I mean, that's not so far off either of what Dallas Keuchel's like now, and people are calling Dallas Keuchel the next Jake Arrieta for this offseason. People are wondering why he's still on the market. That's why. I mean, you're onto something there, Lance.
Not only that, like, you gave him a cut. Like, I'm going to get to my Eagles point really fast.
Yeah, sure.
But Michael Brantley got 2 years, $32 million. You gave McCutcheon, who's a year older and on the decline even more, 3 years, $50 million. Why did you give him an extra year? It doesn't make sense. Your evaluations don't make sense.
Stupid like, okay, money. So, I guess it's stupid money, Lance.
But at this point, okay, so the Eagles, I would have waited until March 5th to say I'm not franchising Nick Foles, because as soon as the Giants came out and said they were going back to Eli, now they can kind of walk that back and be like, well, we didn't know Nick Foles was going to be out there. But if they were talking about it for like a week and a half, they're bringing him back, really hard to do it at that point. Now that there's an interest in him and it was reported, it's going to be really that they can walk that back and go after him. That's why I would have waited.
Yeah, well, I think that this situation, Lance, thanks for the phone call as always. Really appreciate your contributions tonight. I think that this situation is We'll get to it in a little while. There have been a whole lot of good feelings about Nick Foles today. I've heard a lot of, you know, thank you, Nick stuff and everything else and all of the contributions that he's made to the team. I am incredibly unhappy with what I learned today about how the Eagles have handled the Nick Foles situation, especially considering what's going on elsewhere in the NFL and everything else. I might be the only one. We'll get to it in a little bit, but I'm not overjoyed here. Jasper Lucas tweets in, I don't see T.O. as a villain. I see him as a guy who wanted to win and let his frustration with losing get the best of him. As for his time with the Eagles, I blame Joe Banner. He knew he got T.O. at a bargain basement price and wanted to hold him to it. I'm so torn on the T.O. situation. By the way, I was 100% Team T.O., not Team McNabb in the moment. I mean, it was so simple to me. I was looking, I was like, all right, where's T.O. relative to the best wide receivers in the league? All right, where's Donovan McNabb relative to the best quarterbacks in the league? I'm going to go with that guy. Then again, I was in high school, so what did I know? But looking back on it, I don't know if I necessarily consider Owens to be a bad guy either when it comes to that. But I do know that Andy Reid is a guy who gives chance after chance after chance. And for Andy Reid to be like, all right, this guy's enough. We're going to suspend him and deactivate him for the rest of the time. Then we're going to trade him. I mean, things got really, really bad. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Join the conversation. Simple question. What do you think's going to happen with this Bryce Harper situation? As this situation has dragged on, the Phillies now no longer in command in terms of the Vegas odds of signing Bryce Harper. What's going to happen? What's your mental state? Where are you? 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Mertedis for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the #1 rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today, and don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6th Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Joyce, can I ask you something?
Okay.
How can you afford the salon every week?
I can't. Gold Series from Pantene is my salon.
You use Pantene?
Mm-mm. Gold Series from Pantene. It was designed by black hair experts, and the detangling milk is everything.
So it works?
I look like I keep a weekly hair appointment, don't I?
Facts.
Okay.
Gold Series will become your salon, too. Try the detangling milk or super moisturizing buttercream today.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
sports talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show, 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the Joe Torti Show. Tyler Zuli is producing this evening. Talking about the Bryce Harper situation, we're going to get into some Nick Foles stuff as well in just a little bit here. Pretty simple question. Where do you come down on the saga right now as it is? Because there are some people, by the way, I've painted all the gloom and doom. There are people who literally have kicked their feet back and have told me, Joe, stop being ridiculous. This is always going to happen. It's still going to happen. There's going to be a lot of this and that and the other thing in the middle, and it's going to end up happening. I just don't know. My faith is really shaken. So if this is supposed to be some kind of smoke and mirrors game, consider me fooled. I'm right there. I used to think that this was a lock, especially after Machado signed. I was like, that's it. Like, the desperation sets in for the stupid money offseason. It's time. Didn't end up happening that way. And we're still kind of sitting here waiting back in a holding pattern. And I don't know, by the way, if any end of it's in sight. There's still over a month until the Phillies open. And the Phillies, I believe, have the first game of the season. I think that they're starting earlier than everybody else in baseball. Obviously, as opposed, you know, without talking about the team that they're playing. Tyler, you gave me a quizzical look. Is that untrue? My sources?
I'm not sure, actually. I did not know that, so I will take a look.
I think they're playing particularly early against the Orioles. Or not against, that's their upcoming game. They're playing, I'll pull it up right here. Against the Braves.
Did they start with the Braves?
On the 28th at 3:05. So, I think they might actually have the first game.
According to this, the first game, there are three games in the 1 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Mets and the Nationals, Orioles and the Yankees, Cardinals and the Brewers all play at 1:05 or 1:10. And then the Phillies play at 3:05.
Okay. So they play the first day, but not the first game. Okay. All right. My sources were half right. By my sources, I mean somebody said, I think I looked at the schedule and saw that. So thanks for making me look like a fool on the radio. Thank goodness for Tyler. Let's go to Steve in Villanova. What's going on, Steve?
How you doing, fellas? You okay. Know, I'm not the biggest sports fan, but I love listening to you guys on all you sports. It's just the most common.
Steve, you know, I've got to tell you that before I let you go.
Finance, I deal with people all over the world. And every one of you guys is what's the most important three words you'll find out and look at your own life. It's called quality of life. Now, let's look at this guy, Harper. He plays for the Washington Nationals all his years. And with all the beautiful mansions he could have, where does he go? He goes to Vegas, which means the guy deep inside wants to be in that area. So Mr. Middleton, with all his millions, and I have clients that have billions of dollars, didn't get to, he should have gone talk to his wife and figured out what the hell she wants. This guy's got more money in the bank. You know, now he's 26. He's probably got hundreds of millions in the bank. Or probably a lot of money, and the money doesn't matter to him. It's his quality of life and what he want out of his life. We all put our value system on how much money we have. Madison Avenue with Spurton, all these great things. Kids used to kill people for Michael Jordan's things. It's not the key to life. And I'm very money motivated, but it's not the key. People want certain things deep down inside their self. And this guy, I'm seeing these guys fighting over hundreds of, doesn't matter to him. He would have signed with the Phillies already. He doesn't matter to him, the hundreds of millions. He matters to him what he wants out of life and what he wants as a human being. And every one of you guys, I'm not knocking you for it. You guys are fantastic. Keep on with this 300 million. It doesn't matter to him. This guy Middleton, as being a billionaire, didn't get to the key part of this man's psyche and his soul.
Well, I'm not going to say that you're wrong, Steve. Thanks for the phone call. By the way, if you're a non-sports fan who says that you like listening to the station, that is literally the most sincere compliment that you could pay us. So thank you very much for that. I don't know. First of all, I think that you're right to some degree about John Middleton. If you're going in there and you didn't try to ascertain, like, what can we do to make things the most comfortable for you and your wife and everything, I would assume that all of that came up in conversation. But I don't know. I do know that Scott Boras is focused on being the first, the biggest, the most, the longest. Like, that's what he does. So the agent plays into this. Now, no question whatsoever, the quality of life plays in as well. But Tyler, you played baseball. A lot of people played baseball. Some people who are listening even played in the minor leagues and things like that. The baseball season is not about quality of life or fun. Like, there is no quality of life or fun during baseball season. That's 162 games in, what, like 175 days or something?
It's not the most physically grueling sport by any means, but it may be one of the more mentally draining sports because you don't go for a day or two and play one game. You got to go on the road for 3 days, 4 days, and you pair that up with a trip to, let's say, the West Coast. You go to San Diego, San Francisco, Arizona, L.A. You're out on the road for 20 days straight. You're living in a hotel. You're probably getting fire alarms pulled on you most nights. You know, it's not to the extent of a football game, but right. It's probably there. You're eating whatever food you're at the mercy of. You don't live at home. You don't see your wife and kids. It's not ideal in season.
Right. But I guess, am I phrasing this properly to say that in season, it makes way less of a difference where you're playing because everybody's kind of getting the same bag. You know what I mean? It might be 10 degrees warmer or whatever on the West Coast as opposed to, you know, playing in Boston or whatever. But you're playing in the summer into the fall. That's pretty much good weather coast to coast across the United States.
For them personally. I think what he was trying to say is what matters to his wife, what matters to his future children.
It's huge, of course. That is 100% huge. But I would also maintain that they're also, to some degree, they sign up for it. They're along for the ride. It's not the same as an investment banker or a mortgage broker or an engineer or anybody else. You're in it in terms of like being a partnership with your wife and your kids and whatever. Hey, we're going to make the best decision for us. If you sign up to be the significant other of an athlete, you kind of know what you're signing up for. Don't get me wrong. There's some people are like, oh, they're gold diggers. I found that there some of them are the strongest, most supportive people that exist because those people have to literally keep a family together while dad's away for 162 days or whatever. So I have all the respect in the world, and their opinion should matter. But I just don't know how much. Is it Kayla? Is that his wife's name?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's Kayla.
I don't do the whole follow wives on social media thing. Yeah, well, I think it's creepy.
Good on you. It is creepy. I don't think that she is the determining factor. Could she be a contributing factor? Absolutely. But I don't think Scott Boras got to be where he is by seeing what the family's up to and seeing what the family wants. If he's a good agent, he checks in on that. But that's not what makes him do his business.
Well, and these guys don't. And Bryce Harper's an exception because he was the first overall pick and he got up to the majors very quickly.
Right.
These guys don't bus and sleep in flea-infested motels and hotels for 6, 7, 8 years in the minor leagues just to turn around and say, well, my family wants me to live here, and it's less money, but I'm going to take it.
Right, yeah.
You take the money.
Or, sorry, Cleveland, you know, my wife has heard that, you know, it's not a great place to live or whatever, so we're not going to sign the deal from the Indians. Like, it's pretty rare something like that would happen. But interesting points that he does bring up, though. Because I think quality of life is going to play a role in this no matter what. It's just I don't think that you're missing when it comes to San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Philadelphia. I think those are three high quality of life areas to live. Jason in Mount Holly's next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Joe. How are you this evening?
Awesome. How are you?
Awesome. So a little bit about the Bryce Harper. I'm so tired of hearing it. Every time I turn on the station, everyone's talking about it. Listening to Bryce Harper news is almost like listening to a New England Patriots fan telling you that they won the Super Bowl again. You just don't care. I'm at the point where I don't care. I really don't.
Do you think, though, that that's just because things have happened the way that they have? Or, you know, if he signs, if he doesn't sign, that becomes news.
If he signs, I'll be like other fans. I'll be happy for the first 4 years when he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, years 5 through 10, those last 6 years where he's not as good, but you're still paying him $30 to $35 million. You know, we're going to be pissed in a wine and like everybody else.
So, right.
You know, I don't care. Like, signing to a 10, give him a trade out, buy out, whatever, after 4, and just let him go. You know, kind of like the same thing with like Le'Veon Bell up in Pittsburgh. It's just like, just let him go. Just go away. Please go away. I don't know.
No, I hear you. I get that you can get sick of hearing all of that because, I mean, it's tiring. It really is.
Very much so. Very much so. Hey, I hear you talking about how the Eagles botched a fold, but I guess I'm missing the main part of the story. How did they botch that? And I'll hang up.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. I guess that now's as good a time as any to kind of uncork this. Yeah, and you didn't miss anything. I haven't said it yet. The mismanagement of the Nick Foles situation to the point where literally you're going to let him walk away as a free agent and maybe get a compensatory pick. Because people just assume that you're going to get a compensatory pick. But the compensatory pick formula is so convoluted and complicated that if the Eagles sign anyone of consequence, there's a chance that the Nick Foles compensatory pick goes away. And that's something that we need to consider here. Because it's just like, oh, you lose a guy, you get a pick. No. You lose a guy, and then that gets factored in to the like alphabet soup formula of the other players that you've signed. And people who try to predict compensatory picks are always surprised, by the way. The formulas are good that they draw up, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, this signing should cancel out this signing, and so this should result in 2 fourth-round picks and then a sixth-round pick, and then it comes out that you get 1 fourth-round pick and 1 seventh-round pick, and you're like, what happened? Like, it's just, you can't count on compensatory picks. And that's what the Eagles are now counting on when it comes to Nick Foles. The reason that this situation was botched, and this situation, if you don't know what it was, Howie Roseman, do we have that? It's better for Howie to say it than me. Said that the team made a determination about Nick Foles' future. This is what it was.
You know, we've been so fortunate over the last couple of years to have two top 15 quarterbacks in Carson and Nick. And we've spent a lot of time discussing this internally and with him. And we've decided to let Nick become a free agent.
Why? How did we get here? This is how. The Joe Flacco trade to Denver, everyone and their mother told me that it was a great thing for the Eagles because it took one potential suitor out of the Nick Foles sweepstakes. And I said, that's foolish. That's a silly way to look at that. I thought that the Joe Flacco trade was terrible news, and it turns out that I was right. Why? Because it is shown, how many other teams have traded for quarterbacks this offseason? None.
That would be zero.
Zero. That means that there was one team that was motivated to make a move at quarterback. And that was the Denver Broncos.
And they're GM'd, by the way, by the guy who likes big, strong-armed quarterbacks.
Exactly right. So you get Joe Flacco over there. You're trying to tell me that the Broncos weren't at least kicking the tires on Nick Foles and that the team was so committed to getting a second-round pick or a high third-round pick to beat out this compensatory pick that they may or may not get, that they weren't willing to literally get something for Foles, which, by the way, it ended up being a fourth-round pick for Joe Flacco. I would assume that you could have at least gotten a fourth-round pick for Nick Foles. I don't know, though, because I've said it from the beginning that those two guys are the same quarterback. They're the exact same guy. Joe Flacco and Nick Foles. Flacco has a little bit more extensive injury history than Nick Foles, but they're very similar guys. This situation turned into, well, that's great. Now that there's one fewer quarterback off the market, that means that Jacksonville is all of a sudden going to cough up a second-round pick for Nick Foles. And I said, why? Why would they do that now? And that's ending up being the case. They didn't have to give anything. If Jacksonville wants him, they're going to be able to sign him for just money. The Eagles botched the situation by, first of all, declaring that Nick Foles is going to be a free agent ahead of time and by not finding a trade. Oh, if there was a deal to be made, they would have made it. Nonsense. Joe Flacco lost his job to Lamar Jackson last year. There's no... Are you serious? There's no trade market for a guy who started and won playoff games last year? But there's a trade market for Joe Flacco. No, no, no. You talk about slow playing. You talk about overplaying your hand. You talk about waiting way, way too long to make the right offer. When you're talking about the Phillies, that's exactly what happened with the Eagles. I hate this situation. Don't get me wrong. On a personal level, for Nick Foles, I'm happy that he gets to go off and lead the team and do the things that he does. But this is negligence on the part of the Eagles. To have Howie Roseman sit up there and say that we had two top 15 quarterbacks, which let's pretend that I'm going to go down that path and believe that Nick Foles is a top 15 quarterback. That means you're going to let a top 15 quarterback, the most important position, he said in all the sports, also not true, but it's certainly the most important position in football, just walk out the door for maybe a compensatory pick. I mean, you heard Howie Roseman say it himself. How is that not negligence? You heard him say what the situation is. Top 15 quarterback, we're just going to let him go. Had conversations internally with Nick and externally, and that's the deal. Like, a fourth-round pick isn't good enough? I'm thinking of all of the players who've ended up being good fourth-round picks or later in the draft. Just getting one, getting something for maybe a compensatory pick. I got a lot of questions about how this Nick Foles thing played out. A lot of questions about it. And a lot of people weighed in on it as well. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. But first, we'll go to Nolan and Glenmore next on The Fanatic. What's up, Nolan?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome.
Well, considering the Nick Foles thing, I think you're pretty spot on. In terms of the way they handle it, I think that's why Howie Roseman is a really good GM. It's what's keeping him from being a great GM. Because I think, right, if they were to do this, they had to do this, you know, weeks ago. You had to be on top of this. Because in my opinion, you basically had a fool of team in trading the Foles. Because you had to franchise tag him and move him. And I don't know why these people are saying, oh, like, more quarterbacks are off the market, now his stocks to go up. It's a nope. Like, you know, people know he's, this situation is going to happen the way it happened. He became a free agent, now we can just sign him. So if they were to do this, they should have done this a long time ago. So that's kind of my point about Howie. Like, I'm really not that upset about it in the end of it, because I really didn't think you were to get much for him anyway. I mean, you got $2 million. Like you said, you'll get some kind of draft pick out of him, hopefully. But if they were to do this, they needed to do this, you know, weeks ago. You had to really be on top. And basically, it might be almost a trick a team in doing it, because it would have been a tough trade to pull out.
Well, I agree. I mean, teams know that you have to franchise him and that you don't want to pay him $25 million. So you know that when you franchise tag him, you're almost certainly going to trade him. Like, I get all of that, too. But when I saw the Flacco deal, I almost flipped my keyboard because I'm like, you're telling me that the Broncos preferred Flacco to Foles for sure? I don't know about that. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I think they're pretty much more or less the same quarterback. You'll get the same kind of production out of them. It's teams like the Broncos that you want to make that pick up. Because outside of the Broncos, you know, everyone said, oh, it's the Jags, the Giants, and the Redskins. You know, you don't, and now you've just already seen that the Giants don't plan on moving on from Eli Manning. The Redskins, you really don't know. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, I figured, might even draft one. So I think people just were, you know, had a misconception of how many teams are actually looking to make a move for a quarterback.
Right.
But I think people just overestimated what this market was going to be. I'm really not that upset about it, because I think it really would have been tough to pull off. I think the Joe Flacco trade is a little bit easier move to make. But if they were to do this, I mean, it would have been some wizard skills of Howie to pull this out quick. But that's my point. I mean, I like Howie, but I just think he's not a great GM that way. It would have been one heck of a deal to make.
Yeah, sure. Nolan, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate that. You're right about that. And we've seen Howie make good deals in the past. I don't know how many, like, fleece deals we've seen where you're like, oh my God, Howie did that for what? Like, there have been a couple really, really good deals, but I don't want to overreact to this thing, but we were talking all the time about how Foles is going to be this essential piece to the Eagles offseason and the first domino to fall. And literally, it's just going out with a whimper, this whole situation. And yeah, believe me, I'm happy for Nick Foles. He seems like a really good dude. He said that he wants to lead a team. And honestly speaking, this is not completely out of character for the Eagles, because they tend to take care of players that have taken care of them. Or just players generally speaking. Like when they were going to cut Mark Sanchez, they traded him to Denver instead for a conditional 7th-round pick that ended up never conveying because he had the chance to compete for a starting job. Like, typically speaking, if Howie can help the Eagles and help the player, he'll do it. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, there's one team that showed that they were mobile in trying to move. You're telling me that Flacco was by far the preferred player to Foles? That may have been the case. I find that hard to believe. People are counting out Washington altogether. I heard Adam Schefter say something about it. I'm not sure if it's in the cut that we have there. But he talked about how Washington's certainly not going to be in the mix for a quarterback. They can't afford Nick Foles because they're going to pay Alex Smith unless Alex Smith retires. I don't know that. I don't know if there's some CBA thing that says if there's a, you have him on the non-football injury list, if you get some salary cap relief in the event that he's not able to play, if it's a career-ending injury, do you get salary cap relief? Even if you just get to pay him a lump sum of money, like rip him off his entire contract and just hand it to him, and you get some cap relief, you get half it. I don't know. Washington could still be in on a trade or a signing. I don't like this.
Well, and that's the thing is, I don't know either, but the guy can't walk right now. How do you have a guy that physically cannot walk because of an injury he had on the field wearing your jersey and helmet? How does he negatively affect you in the cap?
it doesn't seem right.
It sure doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem right. But what also doesn't seem right is that in a division where Carson Wentz, presumptive NFL MVP before injury, Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl champion, Dak Prescott is out there, that Colt McCoy is going to be your starting quarterback. Like, that is equally preposterous.
Assuming they don't draft somebody.
Well, I mean, is it better if they draft a rookie and plug him in against those guys?
Better than Colt McCoy? Probably.
I mean, better than a guy like Nick Foles.
No.
So, I mean, maybe Washington didn't want to trade with the Eagles. The reason, what do you care, Joe? What do you care? Why I care is because, thank your lucky stars, the Giants continue to be irrational when it comes to Eli Manning, and they won't make the intelligent decision to move on. And they continue to give him the Derek Jeter treatment where it's like, hey, thanks for the memories. You can have this job as long as you want it. Washington's not in that boat. If by some CBA weird thing they manage to get some cap relief and they can get Nick Foles for nothing but money, which, by the way, is by far the best situation for Nick Foles, way better than Jacksonville. That's a way better situation. Then the Eagles look really foolish. You have to make a trade just to keep them away from the division. Like that. I mean, I feel like I'm the only one that I've heard complaining about this. Everyone else has just been kind of like, oh, yeah, well, thanks for the memories and good on the Eagles for doing right by Nick Foles. This isn't a happily ever after thing for me.
Well, think about this. And you mentioned the Giants being incompetent. What's the biggest issue for Nick Foles? Pressure, right? Yep. What kind of offense do the New York Giants run? A lot of quick stuff.
Yep.
Quick outs. Play action bombs that are you know, get down the field quickly with their speedy receivers. He would fit mightily well in New York.
Would work perfectly.
With a big time pass catching back out of the backfield.
Wide receiver that you've heard of, Odell Beckham Jr., Evan Ingram.
Nice tight end.
Good tight end. Similar to Zach Ertz. I mean, my goodness. Very lucky that New York didn't end up being the spot. But Washington still could be, and I don't like that. People are just thinking, oh, he's going to walk out the door scot-free and just walk to Jacksonville. For the record, I haven't heard boo from the Jaguars regarding interest in Nick Foles. For the record, we haven't had rumors. We haven't had rumblings. We've had, like, dot connections. Like, hey, John DeFilippo's down there. Maybe that... Really? We haven't seen boo. Remember, Pete Carroll was going to draft Taylor Mays. Was going to do it. Coached him at USC. Problem is that he knows Taylor Mays then. He says, Taylor, I'm sorry. Earl Thomas was there. What do you want me to do? I don't like this situation when it comes to Nick Foles. The ideal scenario is to trade him to Jacksonville. That's going to be off the table. Now that you've declared you're not going to franchise tag him, here we are. You had another week to make something happen. But realistically, like a caller said, this should have happened way, way earlier than it did. And the Eagles missed their window. Really, really don't like that. 610-632-0975. Talking Bryce Harper. Talking Nick Foles. Your phone calls, your tweets, and more coming up next on the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missanelli Show is headed to Clearwater for spring training next Thursday and Friday. Listen to 97.5 The Fanatic for an early taste of spring and the 2019 season. If you're going to Clearwater, look for Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie live from Spectrum Field.
Broadcast made possible by Ferguson HVAC. Lyon Conklin, providing contractors throughout the Delaware Valley with equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitas for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you. you.
Gary Barbera said, love it and lease it.
And you waited.
Gary Barbera went presidential.
And you waited.
Hello.
Well,
now, Barbera said goodbye, five-star February with over
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,666.
Boom.
For the end of Ram Truck Month.
Your choice.
A do-anything, go-anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee.
A big, bed, bodacious Dodge Durango.
America's favorite Chrysler minivan.
And high, wide, and handsome Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
You pick it, baby, at Barbera.
From a crazy $16,666.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
$16,666.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Hello.
$16,666.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota. Let's go places. JBL and Clarifier registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Okay, Rose, let's keep it simple. A quick commercial.
Okay, but...
Cut!
The Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3 is impossible to capture in 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
We'll need some gorgeous studio lighting to show off that 5-inch HD screen.
Oh, yeah?
And some endless exotic beach for that 8-megapixel rear camera and long-lasting battery life.
Sure.
See, we just don't have the time to cover it all in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Switch to Cricket and get a free Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Ends 4/18/19 while supplies last. Requires number ported in a new line. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge due at sale. Taxes and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're gonna make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how Geico, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Anderson 400 series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Check this out. This flexible jam liner makes a tight seal, even if the rough opening isn't perfectly square.
That's, great, Dad. I was just seeing if I could get a ride to Kendall's.
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 series windows. The window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 series products. Learn more at trustanderson.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. Tyler Zuli's producing. We, for the first time in a long time, actually, have open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. As we continue to discuss this Bryce Harper, will they, won't they kind of flirtation between Harper and the Phillies, and I keep desperately refreshing Twitter to, like, maybe something will happen. But the two things, like, Tyler Zuli's a tremendous producer here at the station, and he texts me every time that he's producing my show, "Is there anything that you need for tonight?" And my steady answer every time for the last, like, 2 weeks has been, work on getting Bryce Harper to sign with the Phillies, and figure out a Nick Foles trade. Well, the Nick Foles trade is off the table now. That's like missing on Manny Machado. So my attentions and my energies are focused solely on making Tyler come up with a Bryce Harper signing here. Needs to happen. Because there hasn't been anything going on right now. Realistically, like, there's been much ado about nothing. And that's what the problem's turned into.
You know, I tried to use my telepathy, but it only works east of the Mississippi.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
So I can't reach him that far.
Well, and you know, I mean, you're talking about Area 51's out that way. You're talking all kinds
stuff
of things.
Stuff starts to get foggy.
Yeah, exactly. I get you 100%. My favorite is that in Vegas in particular, and I'm going to preface this by saying 100% alcohol free, this story. In Vegas, the distance perception is so silly and ridiculous. Like, you think that something's close because you can see it, and it is really far away. Like, we got dropped off. I went to Vegas probably 4 or 5 years in a row with my buddies from college, and we had our tradition. As soon as you get off the plane, you get into a taxi. That taxi taking you to where? The hotel? Nope, to In-N-Out Burger. You have to go to In-N-Out Burger the first thing that you do. And it just so happened that first year that we went, we could see our hotel from the In-N-Out Burger. So we were like, should we get another, another cab after we're done here? It's like, nah, whatever, we'll just walk. We walked for like 45 minutes to get to the hotel because it's just desert. You just see forever. So it doesn't shock me that things would be a little messed up.
It's all that flat land. It's yes. Like there's a particular road in Kansas, I believe. And it's something like the road to nowhere, where it's so flat you could see for miles and miles and miles ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
That's got to be kind of eerie.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And then, but the eerie part is if you start walking it, And then you see, like, wow, I don't feel like I'm any closer. I've been walking for a long time. I mean, this thing still goes on forever. That's kind of what it feels like, this courtship of Bryce Harper. Every time that you think that you see a finish line, anytime some schmuck tweets out that the end is near or they're rounding third. How many times do we hear, by the way, that the Phillies are rounding third with Bryce Harper? How many different times did we hear that?
They must have fallen down. They hit the bag and tripped and fell down.
Definitely hit the bag and tripped. Now they're not even the favorites. People are losing interest. Don't get me wrong. It's not like people are out. Some people are. But people will be back in the event that Harper signs. But the Phillies' pursuit of Bryce Harper has fizzled to the point where, much like just generally speaking, this Major League Baseball free agency, it's been a dud. It's been a total stinker. You hear about Bryce Harper hosting John Middleton in Vegas. Pretty much having a sleepover in Vegas. I said it yesterday. I thought that that was the big guns moment. I thought that that was like the John Wick has arrived, kicking in the doors, like it's over now. Like all of the lead up is there, fine, whatever. This is it. When John Middleton is getting on his plane and he strokes his face and he's like, you know, Bryce, I'm a very busy man running a lot of busy, you know, operations. I run businesses. People count on me to be there. And I'm here in front of you right now. Took my plane and I flew out this way. What's going on? When that meeting starts, how in the world does that meeting not end with Bryce Harper being like, all right, I'm ready to go. Let's do the introductory press conference. I'll notify MLB 19 the show. Is it 20 the show now? Probably. Like that's where I am now. So I'm just so flabbergasted by the fact that this has dragged on for so long. I thought that once that happened, that you talk about rounding third, that is the surest of sure things. And yet when it comes to Harper now, there's no news that draws the Phillies any closer to him than anyone else. I know that the Phillies are going to be a team that's going to be in until the very, very end. But the question that I have for you now is, where are you on this? What do you think is going to happen, and how do you feel about the way that things have played out? Are you less confident now that the Phillies are going to eventually sign this guy? The Giants met with Harper and Boris in Vegas like hours ago. There are other teams jumping back into this. Can't say that I'm terribly happy about it. Now, John Clark tweeted this out, and he was relaying what John Kruk said, talking about being a tough negotiator, and how John Kruk says he'd set a deadline for Bryce Harper and Scott Boras. Here's our best offer. If you don't accept this in 3 days, we're out. I believe in my heart of hearts that John Kruk would do that. I believe that he would just say, all right, you know what? This is it. Take it or leave it. But you have to really be willing to commit and leave it. That's the thing. That is as clear a line in the sand as you could possibly draw in a negotiation like this. And it's incredibly rare in real life situations that those things come to pass. Like if you're talking about, even if you have a disagreement with an employer and it turns out that you're looking for a raise, they don't want to give you a raise, you're going to leave, whatever. It's pretty rare that you go scorched earth. Instead, what's common is for you to say, all right, well, we'll both leave the option and the opportunity open to change our mind, renegotiate, things like that in the future. But for now, it's just not a good thing. You know, take it or leave it means take it or leave it. I don't know if that's the move or not, but the Phillies might be approaching that territory. Alex in Bethlehem's next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Alex?
Hey, guys.
What's
Great
up?
Job.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm irate as everyone else. You know, you made a good point earlier when you said that, you know, there aren't 26-year-old free agents of this caliber who come along. It just doesn't happen with the way MLB works and players coming up at age 22, 23, 24. These guys started at a young age, Machado and Harper. The fact that they're on the market is just incredibly rare. And, you know, if we didn't pony up, I'm very curious to hear what we threw on the table. Because if we didn't pony up and put 300 or 320, 330, if we didn't put up 300, that's an outrage.
Sure. I mean, like, if you didn't put up 300 and you knew that that's what Washington offered him pretty much on his way out, like, why are you even wasting your time in the conversation? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, maybe there's still hope, but I'm just very disappointed in Matt Klentak and the ownership group. But, you know, just switching gears real quick, if there's a silver lining today, I know it's been a tough day for Philly, but Boston Celtics lost and the Indiana Pacers lost, so that's good in NBA news. And so I'm not worried about the Sixers. They're going to end up as the 3 seed. You can book it now, Joe.
Well, I'll count on you, Alex. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That means a lot. I'd sign up for that today. Sixers need that home court advantage, man. Absolutely necessary. 610-632-0975. That would be brutal if the Phillies didn't offer $300 million. That is literally a waste of time.
Well, and you know, when we were show prepping earlier with myself and Devon, and he asked me something along the lines of, like, how does this not get done? How does it be perceived? So my thought process was one of two things. Either Harper truly, just truly flat out, does not want to play here, and the number has to be so astronomical that he can't turn it down. Or the number that we have in our minds that the Phillies offered is not what they actually offered.
Right.
In terms of base salary.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, they might have done a White Sox thing where it's like they have these incentives and these escalators that can get you there. By the way, I really like what the Phillies have done this offseason with respect to getting... Well, McCutcheon was okay, but the Segura trade was great. Real Muto trade was great. Robertson. Having said all that, I say this completely unironically. If Bryce Harper does not sign in Philadelphia, Matt Klentak is in trouble. Like, he's going to be in trouble from the owner because the owner's talking about stupid money. But
how much is it Klentak and how much is it Middleton?
I would bet that when it comes to Machado, that's way more Klentak. Now Middleton is swinging for the fences because there's no other premier free agent left. And that's what I mean. I refuse to believe that John Middleton isn't doing all that he can to get this done. I just feel like it's stupid to think that he's not doing it.
Well, and again, it goes back to the verbiage of stupid money, because you're right. They had a tremendously successful offseason. They've upgraded left field, shortstop, catcher, first base just by design of
right.
Upgrading left field. They brought in a back end of the bullpen guy, a guy in Juan Nicasio that nobody seems to care about, but he's a tremendous bullpen arm.
Yep.
They've upgraded in multiple spots. It's a great offseason for a team that didn't say stupid money, but just said stupid money.
And by the way, that's not Klentak's fault. Matt Klentak's not the one who said stupid money, for the record. That doesn't mean that he's not in trouble from his boss if this doesn't come together. Because couldn't you see that meeting being like, you know what? I listened to you about Machado. I yielded to you because you and Andy McPhail knew about him. You said you didn't want to go to this number. You said that Harper would be gettable. I did everything that I could to get Harper, and it didn't happen. This is on you. It's not hard to see that conversation happening. I'm not saying that if Bryce Harper doesn't sign, that Matt Klentak gets fired immediately. But if the team doesn't win the division, doesn't compete for the division... Couldn't see that starting to turn a little sideways?
Well, and the unfortunate part is with this team is with Bryce Harper, they are a first-place team.
Agreed.
Without Bryce Harper, they could still be a first-place team. They could also finish fourth in the division.
Oh, jeez. If they finish fourth in the... I will say that decisively. If they finish fourth in the division, Matt Klentak is in deep trouble. Very, very big trouble. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Right or wrong, by the way, because I think Klentak's done a really nice job. I really like this offseason. I could just see his seat heating up from above. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown next on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Joe, and you know what? Tyler served me up a perfect fastball, so let me hit it off, because you know what? And if it's not the Phillies, would it be strange to think the Mets could win the division?
I don't know if it's that strange. I think they're pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, so no, I was kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek in that. But the fact that the Mets have upgraded the way they did, like, that's my – and if Bryce leaves Washington like it seems he's going to, that's my biggest concern. I'm not worried about the Braves. I darn sure ain't worried about the Marlins. They're going to be – I actually think they're going to be last in the division this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Mets are right up there on top. And so that's what we got to concern ourselves with if it's not Bryce. Now, look, $300 million. Forget that. I'm giving him $400 million, and I'm going to tell you something. Furthermore, give him the three-year opt-out, but I'm going to make that 3 years worth it because he's trying to set a margin. He's trying to set a gap between Arenado contract and his contract
sure.
where it's substantial, and, it will take a couple of years or maybe, you know, 5 years for that to be broken. Okay, so first year, and I know this is a big number, but I'm giving him $50 million on that first year. 45 the next two, incentivize with performance and stuff like that too. Maybe, you know, jack it up to 55, but then it goes down to 40 for the next two and et cetera. But, you know, if they are the heck hell bent on making this work, that is how you're going to do it.
I
just don't think that it's going to happen. And, you know, hey, gold is good in Dodger land if he goes there, which it looks like it will. And it sucks. It really does. So,
The Nationals were saying the same thing. And thanks for the phone call. Nationals were saying the same thing. Oh, it looks like it's going to be Philly, and that sucks. So there are things that could change and shake up here. I've advocated for this 3 year. I think that everybody's been looking at it and trying to figure out how to get him to sign this 10-year deal. I don't know if you want to sign a 10-year deal to begin with if you're the Phillies. So if you could get a 3-year mega money deal, do that. That's a fine thing to do. We've advocated that on these very airwaves right here. I mean, by the way, Washington's not in bad shape to win the division either. And I don't know what to think of the Braves because I didn't think they were going to be terrible last year. I certainly didn't think they were going to be any good. And they got really good in a hurry. So I have no idea what to make of the division.
I was wildly wrong on Atlanta. After everything that happened with their farm system and the gutting that they had to deal with because of all the mis-whatever use of international pool money,
mm-hmm.
I had them pegged as maybe one of the worst teams in baseball.
Whoops.
They proved me wrong.
Not just you. A lot of people. And that's what I'm digging at here. It's like it's so difficult to predict the division. I like the Phillies' moves. But you could totally see an area where they've got bright spots in their lineup, but not enough to sustain offense, not enough to sustain rallies. Like, if you get bad Franco, if you don't get consistent enough hitting from the outfield, like, all of these things, I don't know. The Harper signing has to happen. You have to, if it's 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 10 years, it has to happen at this point. And by the way, I was on Team Machado ahead of time. I thought that Machado, people were like, oh, well, you know, Franco is more useful than whoever you'd have out there in the outfield if you didn't get Harper. Whatever. We can bicker about that if you want to. I just thought Machado was the better player. You didn't get him. Now your margin for error is razor thin in terms of cashing in on this. And you know, caller brought up moments ago, and I talked about it at the very beginning of the show, that these guys don't come up very often at age 26. I would contend that you're not going to see 26-year-old premier free agents come up again. Maybe period end stop, but certainly for the foreseeable future. Because Tyler was bringing it up during a break, and it was a great point. It was something that I've said, too, in the past. Baseball's a control game. It's about years under organizational control, controlling that young talent as long as you can. And teams are finding out, you know what? We've got all this money to spend. These generational players, I think the number of amazing players in baseball is kind of shrinking relative to where it was maybe 15 years ago. When you think about like the outright, like jaw-dropping Alex Rodriguez level like talents, where you're like, oh my God, these guys, there are guys like that. But I think there are fewer of them. So these organizations are saying, all right, you know what, we can overpay to keep one guy, whether it's Arenado or it's Trout or anybody else. You're not seeing like the ridiculous influx of talent year in and year out that you saw a little bit earlier. Now, the stats might not back me up on that, but in terms of the thinking of the teams and the organizations, I think that's the way it's going to go.
I think you are seeing that kind of talent. That talent is still there. But you have to look at it this way, too. When good pitching goes up, good hitting directly proportionally or inverse proportionally goes down.
Sure.
Because you look at good pitching, that's upsetting timing, it's upsetting good hitting. Good pitching, I think, is at its marquee right now. You have more guys that can throw 100 with filthy breaking sliders than ever before. So I think the talent's still there. It's just the cyclical nature of baseball is right now it's a pitcher's game again.
Sure. All right. I'll give you that. Let's go to Josh and Audubon next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Josh?
How we doing, guys?
Okay.
You know, I've been pretty patient throughout this entire process, a little more than most. You know, I just seen what happened last year with some of the big names. You know, you had a feeling it was going to happen like this. But, you know, it's getting down to it. And the more I think about it, the more I am frustrated with the ownership. I mean, I think I didn't really like the comment when he made it at first. But I didn't think it was going to come back to bite us as hard as it is now. And I think Boris is using it against him. He's like, you want to spend stupid money, show us stupid money. $300 million isn't stupid. $330 million isn't stupid. We want $350 million, we want $375 million, and I think that's what it's going to have to take.
Do you think that's true even if the Phillies at this point are just bidding against themselves in that range?
I think he is using Middleton's comments to his favor and playing chicken with it almost and seeing how much he can drive up the price. But we don't know that. I mean, there's so many damn rumors out there. We don't know what to believe. And I don't think Middleton does either. And Boris is the best at what he does for a reason, I think. And he's just using it against us right now.
It would make a lot of sense, Josh. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. It would make a lot of sense. That's the problem is that, I mean, Let's be honest. If John Middleton or Matt Klentak is calling people in the Dodgers organization, and he's like, "Where are you on Harper?" You think that you're going to get a clear answer? You think you're going to get a straight answer? You might, depending on the relationships, but I think probably not. I think a lot of teams in the National League, especially if they're not in on Harper, would want the Phillies to go to 400 on him. Want them to go to 385 on Harper. I mean, that's the tough part of the Phillies potentially bidding against themselves is that they're not going to have clarity on that. They're not going to know for sure who's in and who's out on Harper. If you're believing media reports and things like that, those come from two places, either the team or the agent. Those are the only two places where leaks come from. They're not getting any new information through the media. This whole situation's a mess when it comes to Bryce Harper. And I don't blame anybody for their frustration levels rising through the roof with this. Because it does, it just smells like you're getting played. It smells like you're being taken for a ride. We don't like that. By the way, Celtics lose, like a caller said earlier. Brad Stevens comes out and says, "We are desperate for a win." All right, Brad. Know the feeling. Feel for you. Let's go to Ron and Marcus Hook next on The Fanatic. What's up, Ron?
How you doing, guys? We don't know what these guys are asking for. For instance, they might be asking for $300 million in 10 years, plus, you know, use of a private plane and a villa in the Bahamas and stuff like that, which other players have asked for.
Sure.
Plus, the fact that the Yankees aren't in this is a red flag for me, and you know. Harper was on a stacked team in Washington, got him nowhere.
Well, yeah. So what did the Yankees have to do with that?
If he was valued that much, the Yankees would have been all over this. You know how they are with prize players.
I mean, they're kind of loaded in the outfield. You know, where would Harper go?
That's a good question. I don't know, but... I don't know if he's supposed to be the second best player in the league or whatever, then they find a spot for him.
I mean, Ron, I got you. And thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. But I mean, they've liked Brett Gardner forever. They've got Hicks in center, right? And Judge is in right. I mean, where does Harper go? They weren't in on Machado because they had Andujar at third base. The Yankees made it clear that they're not going for anybody, not because they don't have the money to spend or because they would never spend that money again, but for an outfielder or a third baseman, they're good at those spots. They don't need anybody. I don't know if I see that as a clear indication. Now, Andujar would be more of a deterrent to signing Machado than, say, in my opinion, Franco would have been for the Phillies. I mean, I think the Franco becomes a nice trade piece in the event that you need some starting pitching or whatever. But I don't know how people are valued at this point. The value system is so off in baseball and the valuations of players that it's hard for me to even track at this point.
And outfielders are all over the place because you get a guy like Aaron Hicks, who I think is good to great,
mm-hmm.
gets 7 for $70, which I think for Aaron Hicks is a steal.
Crazy deal.
It's a steal.
Yep.
So you think about that. He got 7 for $70. How much better is Bryce Harper than Aaron Hicks?
Right. Is he 230?
Is he three times better? Five times better almost?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Probably not. Aaron Judge, say what you want about his struggles. Phenomenon in New York. And they've loved Brett Gardner forever. Where's he going to go?
He's got a spot in left field until he decides I'm done.
Exactly.
So they're totally packed up.
And their outfielder off the bench is Giancarlo Stanton, who's DH.
Who also DHs, right.
Like that's, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go for Harper. 610-632-0975. That's the weird thing. And like you said, outfielders and their valuations are all over the place. Who knows how Harper's game ages? I mean, he's a smart player. Typically has been a good base runner. Those things don't go away unless you lose a step with your speed. Hasn't been a contact guy. Hasn't been an average guy per se for most of his career. Has been hitting home runs, driving in runs. Like that's kind of been his game.
And a massive third one that no one cares about because it doesn't show up in contracts. He's an OBP freak.
Of course. Yes. I mean, you'd like to think that a lot of that ages well. You'd like to think that you gave Carlos Santana a big, they gave him a big contract exclusively because of OBP, right? So you would think that, and hopefully RBI, but you would think that if that's the case, they value Harper enough. If he is that much better at, you know, getting on base and driving in runs, being a left-handed power bat, you would think that they would do everything that they could in order to make this deal happen. Didn't end up being the case. Or did it? The misdirection's driving me nuts. It's absolutely driving me full-on bonkers bananas when it comes to Bryce Harper, because I'm forced to believe one of two things. And that's what we're all forced to believe here. Now, by the way, if you want to weigh in, we have open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. Exhibit A is that Scott Boras and Bryce Harper combined, that camp, have decided that Philadelphia is not it.
They've merged into one. You can call them Scott Harper. It's like calling Batman like Batwayne. They're the same person.
Yeah, except if I called Batman Batwayne on the street, people would look at me like I had three heads.
That's fair.
Scott Boras, Bryce Harper. Exhibit A is that they've already decided that Philly's not it. And that they're just willing to wait out as long as it takes for someone to beat Philly's offer and go to that team. And that's brutal. Option B, scenario two, is that the Phillies are trying to win some kind of negotiation with Bryce Harper to the point where they like the player, but they're not willing to go to this valuation, and they're playing this game of chicken with Harper saying, all right, we think we have the best offer. You're not going to get a better offer than ours. And not only that, we think that you're going to sign wherever you have the best offer. So here we are. This is where we are. We're at an impasse. Ball's in your court, and we'll talk to you whenever you want to have this conversation. Those are the only two options at this point, and neither of those are any good. Remember when the show cover came out, the video game, and we were all supposed to know who Bryce Harper was going to sign with because of that? Remember that? When everyone was losing their minds over it? I miss those days now, to be honest with you. I miss those days at this point. Because now there's no end in sight. We've come up with all of these arbitrary dates and all of these these milestones over the course of the offseason where, oh, certainly it's going to happen here, and now it's definitely going to happen. And I would be stunned if this deal stretched beyond blah, 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 blah. And here we are now on the verge of March, one more day left in February, which is so weird. I'm still not used to it. How the hell did we decide that February had 28 days? But here's where we are, and there's no end in sight to this thing. Like, am I supposed to, real question, am I supposed to believe with Roger Clemens just like signing contracts with teams like right before the playoffs and stuff like that, am I supposed to believe that the start of the season is some kind of like arbitrary Bryce Harper must sign by this date kind of thing if he doesn't have a deal that he likes? Am I supposed to believe that?
Didn't the Phillies not all that long ago in recent history bring in a guy off the streets effectively to pitch in the World Series? Yeah. And Pedro Martinez?
And Pedro, yes. Became a hero. That's, people are like, oh, it's definitely this time. It's definitely, all of the conspiracy theories about, oh, well, all of the Phillies employees had to be in early on this day for a big event, and this private plane was spotted here. Every single arbitrary time that we've set up that this is absolutely going to happen has been full on flat out wrong. Why should we believe that the start or even the end of spring training, the start of the regular season, why would any of that be these arbitrary times that this is definitely going to happen? It's going to happen whenever it happens. And believe me, this sounds, I heard somebody make a great point to Devon earlier talking about how baseball is a team sport and we make a big deal out of the individuals. Okay, I think that that's true. Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. Bryce Harper is the face of the game. Baseball is worse without Bryce Harper in it. There are very few players that have the ability to say, all right, well, baseball is lessened if this guy's not in it. Harper's one of those guys. And you have to wonder how long Major League Baseball, the teams, everybody involved is going to let this drag on, because there is no hard deadline for this to happen. And that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that this could stretch forever. So how long is this game of chicken going to go? When you see that and you see it through that lens, it makes you wonder what in the world's going on. If you're John Middleton, you want to have your team set. There's no question. Why hold off? If you're Scott Boras and Bryce Harper, you'd think, hey, I want to make as much money as I can. You would think that playing for the whole season would guarantee that, but who knows? Hell, look at the NFL. We just saw a season where an NFL running back sat out an entire year because he thought it would make him more money than the $14.5 million guaranteed that he was going to have on a one-year deal. Sports don't make any sense anymore. Pulling my hair out here. I used to talk about this with people. For the record, by the way, weird fact about me, I've never placed any kind of bet or wager on an individual sports game or anything like that. Like, I've never done that. It's weird. I'm not against it or anything like that. It hasn't happened. But people talk about it, and they talk about the idea that, you know, the stock market is just like gambling. And I'm like, yeah, I before I got into stocks and before I learned about them, I said, I think that I would rather just gamble on sports, because if you're gambling on companies, you're gambling on teams and players and stuff, I'd at least rather go with stuff that I have some clue about. Now I feel like I'd be way more confident in picking stocks and things rather than the future of the Bryce Harper saga in free agency. At this point, it's feeling like I've got no clue on this. Although at least it seems that I'm not alone. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Plenty of show left if you want to weigh in on the phones or on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're taking you up until midnight. Tyler Zuli is producing, talking about Bryce Harper. And I haven't gotten Tyler Zuli's thoughts on Nick Foles either. We've got to get to that next. All of that and more. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I think you and I are destined to do this forever.
Joe
Torty on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Gary Barbera said, love it and lease it.
And you waited.
Gary Barbera went presidential.
And you waited.
Hello.
Well, now, Barbera saying goodbye. Five-star February with over
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,666.
Boom.
For the end of Ram Truck Month.
Your choice.
A do-anything, go-anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee.
A big, bed, bodacious Dodge Durango.
America's favorite Chrysler minivan.
And high, wide, and handsome Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
You pick it, baby, at Barbera.
From a crazy $16,666.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
$16,666.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And
we approve this message.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Hello.
$16,666.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you, the spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anderson 400 Series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Job's all done. What do you think?
They're absolutely gorgeous. Thanks.
No problem. Anything else I can do?
Well, you mind helping me fold the laundry?
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 Series Windows, the window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 Series products. Learn more at TrustAnderson.com.
Sports Talk, Glenn Mills and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic, Tyler Zuli, is producing this evening. Your phone number to join the conversation. We have wide open phone line, 610-632-0975. Good news, friends. Rachel Nichols tweeted this out. Tracy McGrady picked the Celtics to win the title this season. And so as they sit in fifth place in the East, I asked him if he thought Boston still has enough time to right the ship. T-Mac. I'm jumping off the ship, no life jacket, and I'm swimming to Canada. So there you go. First of all, that's tremendous stuff from Tracy McGrady. But that's true. Do the Celtics have the look of a title team this year? Not even a little bit. They still beat the Sixers all the time. Got to do it. If there's a time that you got to do it, this is it. You got to do it. You got to get past the Celtics. There are some good teams out there. For whatever reason, no one is scared of the Bucks. Don't worry, I'll have the Bucks fear for everybody else. But this is kind of the time to have them. It seems like the Celtics could be had, and you're running out of season in terms of playoff positioning. We're heading down the stretch right now. So, Tyler, I want to talk to you, by the way, about this Nick Foles situation. If you didn't hear, let's get the Lewis Riddick cut that... Where Riddick was talking about the Eagles' approach to Nick Foles now they've handled him this offseason.
Maybe a classic example of doing right by the player. The player has given you everything that he could possibly give you. He won a Super Bowl for you, quite honestly. And, you know, in relief of the incumbent starter, that being Carson Wentz. And look, Nick Foles is a great person. He's a great player. He's a great professional. He's a great preparer. Now, we're talking about relationships, spin it forward. When you start to try and follow the breadcrumb trail about where he may wind up, think about relationships again. You have to think about that.
What? I mean, Lou Riddick, by the way, should be a GM in the NFL. I've said that before. He's the sharpest guy who still hasn't gotten a crack. I have no idea why that hasn't happened the last couple of off seasons. But doing right by your player? Relationships? Would anybody on the planet have faulted the Eagles for trying to trade Nick Foles, to try to retain his rights? I've seen Mike Florio is like all about anything that a team can do to hold on to a player is like immoral. Like that's been his like stance for the Le'Veon Bell situation, for the Nick Foles situation. It's like, well, if you franchise tag somebody and you're not negotiating in good faith to keep them at like that franchise number, it goes against the spirit of the CBA. I'm like, does it go against like the actual like letter of the law of the CBA? Because if not, then I don't really care. And there are people that are talking about it. It's like, this is not the first time this has happened. Somebody's been franchise tagged and traded. So the fact the Eagles didn't do it, I hope that it's not just to show to do right by Nick Foles. What do you think about this, Tyler?
Well, and here's the issue that I have with it. At the end of the day, do we like Nick Foles? Absolutely. Do we love Nick Foles? Probably. We love everything that he did for this city. Do you root for Nick Foles, or do you root for the green jersey and helmet?
That's exactly right.
Because at the end of the day, if you're not rooting for the green jersey and helmet, you're not rooting for what's best for this team. You're rooting for a guy because he won you won your city a Super Bowl.
So Doug Peterson talked about this situation as well. And he talked about how important it was to take Nick Foles' feelings into consideration and what he wanted to get out of the rest of his career. This is what Doug Peterson said.
We know how we all feel about Carson. Carson's our quarterback. I love everything about Carson Wentz and the way he attacks his job every single day, the way he competes, the way he embraces the locker room. I don't put a lot of stock in that. I mean, it's his performance on the football field, obviously.
Well, of course, I was talking about Carson Wentz.
That's my bad.
No problem, Tyler. Discussing the Philly Voice article and everything else that went on with you know, Carson Wentz, and it seems like Doug Peterson didn't flat out dismiss it, but he did seemingly look at it and say, well, you know, that's not that big of a deal. And we don't necessarily have to worry about it that much. But he did talk about Nick Foles and the opportunity to become a starter, how important that was for Nick in his career and what he wants to do next and things like that. But to be honest with you, like, you know, Nick Foles delivered a Super Bowl to the city. He also delivered a Super Bowl MVP award to himself. He generated a ridiculous story. He got to write a book. I mean, it's not like Nick Foles has just been this a charity donation guy on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, that's not the way that this has happened. I feel like this narrative has shifted that the Eagles owe him something. And I don't know if that's the case. I mean, like, I think they've done pretty right by Nick Foles. They drafted him, traded him, and then brought him back. I mean, like, it's, they gave him the opportunity to start playoff games 2 years in a row. I think the Eagles did pretty right by Nick Foles. I'm concerned now that the return that they'll get on Nick Foles, which is maybe, and I cannot stress this enough, maybe a compensatory pick. And they're assuming that Nick Foles is going to sign this mega deal and that it's going to be a third-round compensatory pick. If Joe Flacco was had for a fourth-round pick by the Denver Broncos, a bad team with a good draft pick, and it ends up being a compensatory fourth- or fifth-round draft pick, this is a disaster. It's already a disaster, potentially. Or not a disaster. Let's walk that back. It's already a really bad situation if you just maybe get a third-round compensatory pick for Nick Foles. If it's worse than that, this is total negligence on the part of the Eagles. However, our own Tim McManus talked about why it was so difficult to find teams to actually make a deal for Nick Foles and why the trade never really came together, especially after the Joe Flacco trade.
They weren't going to franchise tag him unless they had a trade partner lined up. Franchise tag costs $25 million. They don't have the room for that. Certainly, you're not going to have a quarterback making $25 million behind Carson Wentz. So they were hoping that a trade partner would materialize, and that just didn't happen. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been linked to Foles for some time now. There's believed to be mutual interest there, and that's probably where he's going to end up. But once you got past the Jags, it was just really hard to find another suitor. And teams that you thought were maybes, like the Denver Broncos, ended up trading for Joe Flacco. The New York Giants ended up staying with Eli Manning, are probably going to add through the draft. Washington Redskins didn't want to spend that kind of money. The Miami Dolphins are in rebuild mode. The Oakland Raiders decided to stay with Derek Carr.
Yeah, I agree with everything Tim said. The Raiders hated Derek Carr until 5 minutes ago. The Miami Dolphins being in rebuild mode, veterans have bridge deals all the time where you're trying to get the young guy ready. And literally the only purpose of the veteran is to stand in there and get smoked, a la Tyrod Taylor this year with the Cleveland Browns. That's what he was out there to do. Washington, New York tells me, by the way, I think New York would have been a trade partner for Nick Foles. I think that the Eli Manning announcement comes out with knowledge that Nick Foles was not going to be franchise tagged. And they thought, well, if we could just get him and we had the rights to him and we could figure out what to do with him contract-wise, we might have been interested, but we're not interested in getting in any kind of bidding war with any other team, so we're just going to go ahead and go with Eli. We have been hoping and wishing and just like looking for stars to wish on that Jacksonville would be a team to trade for Nick Foles. I never thought it made sense. And we'll see if he even signs with them. I'm not even sure that that's going to be the case. I don't even know if he's going to sign in Jacksonville. To be completely honest with you, I have always thought that it felt so strongly that somehow Ryan Tannehill would end up in Jacksonville as their guy. Don't know why. It's always been a feeling of mine. We'll see how it plays out. I never thought it was going to be Foles. So the fact that that trade never got completed doesn't shock me in the least. Let's go to Jim in Havertown next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Jim.
Yo, what's up, brother? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, same to you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you like I told your guys on the front. I bet you're going to agree with me a little bit if I tell you this. This is coming from an older gentleman, man. I'm 58. Don't you remember? I'm sure you've done it pretty recently. how good it feels to do the right thing, even though it might be a little bit of your own detriment, you got to do the right thing.
Of course, they did
the right thing by Foles. That's what they did. I'm proud of them. I'm glad they did it. It's a no-brainer in my opinion. Yeah, okay, maybe you want to get me what? You're going to try and say, if I franchise, who's going to pay that? If you franchise him, I'm assuming the team who's going to trade for you with him is going to give him that, or has to give him that you know, minimum or whatever it is.
No, true? They can trade that. They can just rip that up and figure out whatever they want to do for a contract. Right. It's just all a placeholder.
Right. All right, I understand it, Donna. But still, it's only a matter of what, you know what I'm saying? A couple of draft checks. Like, we're going to get a fifth instead of it. We could have got a third or something like that. So now you got to do the right thing by him. He won us a Super Bowl. He was nothing but a freaking great guy the whole time. No controversy whatsoever. And he was in such a tough predictment, too. Feeling he could play in his NFL and he had to be a backup to a kid. So, yeah, man, you got to do the right thing.
Well, so how are you doing the wrong thing, Jim, by trading him? Because the team that's going to trade for him is a team that needs a quarterback. So that's
you're giving him the favor, brother. Like I said, you're letting him, you know, choose his own place to go. So
you're
not completely taking care of him. I'm not saying, I agree with what you're saying. Whoever trades for him deserves him, too, because they're making compensatory things towards you to get him. And
that's not what I meant, Jim. I meant that whatever team trades for him obviously wants him, so he'll have the opportunity to succeed
there. Exactly. No, I totally agree with that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying they're giving him total freedom, obviously.
Yep.
Which I would greatly appreciate. I'm sure you would greatly appreciate from that.
Well, of course. It's certainly, Jim. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate you weighing in tonight. Certainly. If I were a player, especially in this day and age, I'd want to reach free agency. So they all do. They all want to reach free agency. They all want to test it and get wooed and wined and dined and stuff like that. We'll see. You know, if it turns out that it was just altruism, whatever. Look, I'm not totally cold-hearted. Like, I understand that that's sometimes what you do for people. Man, oh man. For Howie Roseman to come up there and be like, yeah, we had two top 15 quarterbacks on our roster. And literally, you're just letting one of them walk out the door. When there are 32 NFL teams and probably 17 starting NFL quarterbacks, like, I don't know. It's a tough pill to swallow. I get what you're saying, Jim, and I agree with a lot of it, but that's just a bitter pill to swallow. Coming up, we'll get more reaction from the Nick Foles discussion. We'll hear from some other people who have weighed in on that as well. More of your phone calls, more of your tweets, plus one more thing. This one, pretty surprising. No question about it. All that and more coming up next. It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitus for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, up to $1,800 off. Fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 35% off appliance special buys, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost valid through February 27th.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to GEICO, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to GEICO if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
getting married? Then you don't need a wedding band. No, my friend. You need two wedding bands. You're a pair now. A couple. A duo. And it's beautiful. So visit Benari Jewelers March 6th through 9th to get half off that second band at our once-a-year wedding band event. Buy one wedding band and get the second for half off. March 6th through 9th only. Only at Benari Jewelers. RSVP at BenariJewelers.com. Then visit us in Exton or Newtown Square.
The 26th Annual Philadelphia Transportation Building and Construction Awards Luncheon is Wednesday, March 13th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. This prestigious March of Dimes event honors the accomplishments of those who build our community while helping the March of Dimes build a healthier future for our babies. 1 in 10 babies is born too soon, which can often lead to serious and lifelong consequences. Join presenting sponsor AP Construction at this year's awards luncheon. Find out more at marchofdimes.org/events/TBC Philly Awards Luncheon.
Well, I've been telling you about Harry's razors for years. I love the closeness and comfortable smooth glide that Harry's provides. I really get the best shave with Harry, so join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 and free shipping. Just use the code FANATIC at Harrys.com. Now, Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned, so they fixed the problem. They created a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a very fair price. And all blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code FANATIC at Harrys.com. That means you get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code FANATIC at checkout. So go to Harrys.com today, use the code FANATIC at checkout, and claim your offer, and let them know Mike Miss sent you to help support the show.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Hope that you and yours have had an enjoyable evening. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here now, it'll be one more thing. Not as enjoyable as me eviscerating Rotten Tomatoes last night, but still, I think you'll find tonight's one more thing kind of interesting. So, we started off the show by talking about Bryce Harper, and a comparison that I made on a show earlier is the Phillies are down 1 point, and it's the very end of the basketball game, and they are shooting 1-1, and the two free throws that they have are Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, and you always want to get the first one in. Once you tie the game, you can worry about going ahead, but at the very least, you're not going to end up being the GOAT of your team. Machado signs with the Padres for a deal that isn't like jaw-dropping, and oh my God, how in the world did Manny Machado ever get that kind of money? So now you missed your first free throw. You're down to your last one. If you hit this one, you're kind of even. Because to be honest with you, you're talking about stupid money. Stupid money means you're getting one of those two guys. Like, we're not dumb. We can translate. Stupid money means that you're going to go to the very top of the free agency list and do that. Unless you're talking about what you gave to Andrew McCutchen being stupid money. In which case, there's a translation issue here. But the fact that the Bryce Harper situation has kind of devolved to the point where no one's really confident in Philadelphia that this is going to happen. In fact, there seems to be this general sense of dread that's set over the city, and the pessimism is really coming to the top where it's like, hey,
by the way, it doesn't really seem like this is going to happen. It doesn't really seem like this is going to turn into the storybook ending that we hoped it might. And like I said, it's not going to be hard in the event that Harper doesn't sign. It's not going to be hard to work your way back into that hateful place. You spent a lot of time already hating Bryce Harper. If you're a good Phillies fan, you've already been there. So it won't be that hard to fall back into that habit. It's just he's not playing for the Nationals anymore. He's playing for somebody else. But for all of the hope that he would end up a Philly and all of the ills that that would cure, got to say that as we sit right here at 11:49 on February 27th, it doesn't really seem that way. Of course, we also had a brief discussion. I mean, what else are you going to do? It kind of is what it is. The Eagles decided they will not be franchise tagging Nick Foles. For the record, people are like, oh, they can't afford that. I don't think that Nick Foles would sign the franchise tag anyway. I think that that would just serve as kind of like a placeholder for the Eagles having Nick Foles' rights. You work out a trade, you find a way to make it happen. For if Nick Foles, knowing the Eagles salary cap situation, were to sign the franchise tag, that's like one of the more aggressive, vindictive moves that Nick Foles could possibly make. But they do not franchise tag him. Nick Foles walks out the door, and he will have his choice of teams. The Eagles, at best, will get a compensatory pick selection. At worst, they get nothing. But a Super Bowl, of course, and great memories from Nick Foles. But that's kind of where we are at this point. That's the latest. The news has not been great today. I mean, you didn't get updated good news on the Sixers. You didn't hear that Joel Embiid's had a miraculous recovery. He's going to be ready to go. Maybe he'll be ready to go against Golden State for the national TV game. Of course, Boban Marjanovic still up in the air, everything else. Not the best day overall for Philadelphia sports, but not the best day pales in comparison to the developments that bring us tonight's one more thing here. This event, first of all, I think wrestling's a cool event to attend. I don't think it's I mean, high school wrestling, college wrestling, whatever. I think it's cool to be there and to experience and everything else like that. I wouldn't want to be at this this Florida wrestling meet. This is coming from Deadspin. A 19-year-old from Gainesville, Florida, is currently in the hospital with a back injury when he fell 40 feet through a gym skylight during a wrestling tournament at Buchholz High School, according to a Gainesville Sun report. This is on video, by the way. You can check it out on Deadspin. You can't see him falling, but you can see the aftermath, because obviously they're videoing the wrestling match, and they're like, oh, a dude just fell through the ceiling. So here's what happened. Police say he was part of a group of at least 8 people who were messing around on the roof when someone threw his phone onto a higher part of the roof. Two things go through my mind. One, what a jerk. Like, if you're up there, like, seriously, that is one of the douchiest things that you could do, to throw somebody's phone higher up on the roof. But secondly, it's just a phone, dude. Like, they sell insurance replacement programs that are easy for this to happen. Doesn't matter. According to the Gainesville Sun, the teen, who has not yet been identified, walked across the skylight to retrieve the phone when it gave way, shattering and sending him into the gym. To that point, I'm thinking, why are you not Spider-Maning your way across? Like, spread out your weight. Got all of that weight on. Stupid. Police Lieutenant Brett Rodenheiser says he believes that the teen sustained a likely back injury. No kidding. Landed on his back, falling through the skylight. 7 members of the group, 4 minors and 3 adults, 18 or over. Although all 7 are students at either Buchholz or a charter school in the area, have been charged with trespassing for the incident. And school district spokeswoman Jackie Johnson said there will also be disciplinary actions against them. Then there's this curious line from Deadspin. You'd think that nearly shattering your spine like this would get you out of some punishment, but this guy wasn't so lucky. No! Get you out of... What? If you're hospitalized running away from the police, are they like, oh, wow, well, that car wreck that you got into while you were running away, that's probably punishment enough. You're good to go. This is insane.
falling through the roof. Tyler Zuli, I know that you were involved in some hijinks in your high school days, but certainly nothing
like
this.
Come on, I went to Catholic school. We had to be on our best behavior.
Man, oh man.
I just don't understand. Do you ever, like, the overwhelming sense of understanding comes from the headline, blah, 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 Florida, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yep, makes sense, got it now.
You don't even question.
No, you don't have to ask any more questions.
You're disappointed. You're like, where are the gators and the some kind of drugs? Didn't get any of them.
You've got one of three options. You've got gators, that, or Disney World, and you didn't hit on any of them.
It's the worst Florida story ever. Just a 19-year-old falling through. And there, the best part is that I watched the video with audio on, so there's this big thud. And then immediately, somebody just goes, oh, bleep! It's awesome. Like, you should definitely, if you want to chuckle and your kids aren't around or whatever, make sure you check that out, because it's pretty hilarious. All right. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in, my co-host for this evening. It hasn't always been the most fun show to do, but at the very least, I was entertained. I hope that you were as well. Thank you very much for all of your contributions. Thank you very much to Tyler Zuli, who did a great job producing this evening. And, fact-checking a lot of things. By the way, a couple things that we found out, things that we missed. The best left-handed power hitter off the top of Tyler Zuli's head, Joey Gallo. And also, Cody Parkey's contract, 4 years, $15 million. No more, as he is out with the Chicago Bears. I will not be on the air tomorrow. I will be back on the airwaves for you on Friday. And then, we'll get to all of that, and hopefully we'll have some Harper news. Hopefully some other things will have happened. Until next time, this is the Joe Torty Show, and I'm Joe Torty saying so long. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Stay tuned. We're on a 5-hour break until the Fanatic at 5, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.